Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is...
From historic Tiger Field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, proudly brings you the Redding Colt 45s as they take on new baseball order. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be on this balmy Saturday evening here in Redding, California, where temperatures reach all the way up to 116 degrees today, 113 in some parts, 116 from other parts. It was hot. It was steamy. This was the kind of day to go up north to Siskiyou County and get some mountains and some fresh air, maybe even take a three-hour trip down to Eureka before coming back here for some baseball tonight as the Redding Colt 45s are about to stand at attention as we are about to have a playing of the national anthem, or excuse me, a singing of the national anthem.
Perfect. That had it.
Alright,
go ahead, baby. It should be good.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed, as the twilight rests over us. Moonlight stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly free. And rockets rang high, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
And so here we go as we are celebrating the 100th year anniversary of Tiger Field at its exact location. And again, talking with our local baseball player, former Toronto Blue Jays outfielder Rick Bassetti, and gave me a rundown on some amazing history. And before we get to that history, though, we'll give you the starting lineup for the Colt 45s who pummeled Sacramento new baseball order last night, 12-2, being led by Trey Thomas, who hit a home run and a triple, and the Colt 45s were able to put up 6 runs in the third inning to cruise to an easy victory in yesterday's game. And so leading off will be Dusty Vela batting first. He'll be playing shortstop, and then followed by Giacomo Crosetti batting second in center field. He had an outfield assist to save a run and push the momentum in the Colt 45's favor. Batting third is Hunter Reed from Texas A&M Texarkana. batting third at designated hitter, and then batting fourth is the big man on campus, Trey Thomas, who is getting the start at cleanup, playing first. Batting fifth is Jeremy Giesig, another one of the two outfield assists at home plate. He'll be playing in left field again tonight. And then batting sixth is Mason Johnson, the sure-handed third baseman who has made much improvement on his defensive game out there in the hot corner. Batting seventh is Patrick Fragoso at second base. And then batting eighth is Eric Aguayo. And then batting ninth is Mason Cassian, who has really been making sharp contact. He'll be playing in right field instead of the catching spot. And on the mound for the Reading Colt 45s is Reese Fairweather, the left-handed 6'4" pitcher from Melbourne, Australia. So Reese, who in his last start here at Tiger Field ended up going 5 strong innings, allowing just 1 run, and ended up getting the victory. And so we'll see how the Colt 45s fare with Fairweather on the mound. The Aussie, and again, the brand new walls being painted yellow along the right field and right center gaps, and left center gaps. And so again, we bring you some of the history. And before we get more on that, another shout out to Tyler Chapman in the downtown booth, holding down the sound and keeping us live today. How you doing down there, Tyler?
Believe it or not, I'm doing pretty well. Went and actually played some baseball this morning with my brothers. Didn't get a dinger, but right off the wall there.
Well, that's great to hear, man. It's a family affair, no doubt. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing. And so, again, for the Reading Colt 45s who are at this field, this particular version of Tiger Field since 1923. But as it turns out, that this field was actually rotated a good 90 degrees from where it used to be. So let me explain. Where home field sits now is where right field used to be. And then the field itself used to be situated centered around home plate. And that is why you have the lights the way that they are, centered around the field, almost kind of crooked like. When the lights went up in 1948, the field was still centered around where the basketball courts and the tennis courts are now. And that was because Cypress Avenue had not been paved yet. And so what you ended up happening was, with Cypress Avenue not being paved, players could hit the ball, and besides a few horse buggies and a few vehicles around, you wouldn't have to worry about it. But once Cypress ended up getting paved, that's when the field eventually shifted to where it is at currently. Tiger Field, as it stands now, in 1923. So that's the history on historic Tiger Field, celebrating 100 years, the lights still remaining the same, and of course, going through a few upgrades throughout the years, as Wyatt Winowski is going to lead things off. So the left-handed hitter,
for 7 Charlie, Wyatt Winowski.
Here's Fairweather, the first pitch. Curveball on the outside corner there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Fairweather looking in, gets the sign. The Aussie winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. Another curveball that stays just a little bit up for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike. And again, you know, something interesting that we see now more often, Tyler, is the trend of starting breaking ball and then going to your fastball. Why do you think that's become really sort of a trend, and why it can be a little bit difficult for hitters to pick up on?
Well, I think that it's a chess match, you know, and when you're up there and they're looking fastball. You try to set them off balance immediately, and then you can finish them off with your hard step, the slider and the fastball and the splitter.
14 fastball missing high to Wynalski, and the count is 2-2. Fairweather looking in. He'll whip and deliver. The 2-2 pitch is missed a little up for ball three, so combination of fastball, changeup, and curveball missing just a little high to Wynalski there. Fairweather, he'll whip and fire. The 3-2 pitch, curveball swung on, fouled back. And what is a very sparse crowd here at Tiger Field. And the heat has been so bad today that the refrigerator went out. And so right now there's only being candy served at the Snack Shack today. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Two-seam fastball rings up Wynalski. He who gets caught looking is lost, and there is one away. Nice bit of pitching there from Fairweather, who didn't exactly get off to the sharp start that he wanted, but was able to battle back and get the strike three called, and now here is Ian Heck. The pitch to Heck. That swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul, and out of play with the Reading Library as the backdrop where you can print out papers and copies for 25 cents, and I believe it's 50 cents if you want it in color. 1-1 the count to Heck. Here's Fairweather. He'll whip and deliver. The 1-1 pitch taken just a bit high. For ball two, the Reading Colt 45s wearing their white uniforms with yellow sleeves and black socks. 2-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lined hard into center field for a base hit. Over to get it is Crescetti cutting it off. Is Vela, and with one out, Sacramento NBO has a man aboard.
Okay. Shortstop, number three, Brett Griffin.
And now here is Brett Griffin. Fairweather. He'll set this team coming by way of Antelope, California, taking high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. A nice mixture of players from the West Coast and the East Coast. 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball zipped it high into foul territory. Giving chase is Fairweather. Fairweather better get out of the way, and he kind of mucked that up. Oh, boy. Down the third baseline, Fairweather trying to make a play. That's one of those where if you're the pitcher, you got to get out of the way and let the catcher and third baseman do the catching. Kind of created a little bit of a traffic jam halfway between third and home, 1-1.
My coach always used to say, let the real fielders field.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, one hopper to first to Thomas. Thomas fires the second with the tag applied by Vela. And there were some real fielders there. So after a bit of a slight barbecue stain on his white T-shirt, taking care of business is Fairweather. A 3-6 double play to end the inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Reading Colt 45s coming up, no score.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting better too gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match there. But a night is a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come
owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tonight's Reading Colt 40 Buzz baseball sponsor is North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. We go to the bottom of the first inning, celebrating historic Tiger Field and speaking with Rick Bassetti. We actually have a quote that was received a long time ago by Hall of Fame left-handed pitcher Lefty O'Doul. Yeah, so Lefty O'Doul, who was born and raised in San Francisco, was once quoted as saying the three best hitters that he ever got to see. That was Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, and then the little bull, Ray Perry, who was the player, manager, and head coach for the Reading Browns between 1947 and 1952. Again, just so much history with this ball club, and maybe this year or maybe even the next year will be the time where we see one of our former Colts get drafted to the MLB. Pitch on the outside corner taken for a strike to Dusty Vela, and the count is 0-1. Noah Lindholm, the 0-1 pitch. That's a fastball upstairs for ball one. A little shimmy-shimmy action there by Vela. Lindholm looking in. He will set. Winds and fires. 1-1 pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. One, two, pitch, curveball in the dirt for ball two. And so for Lindholm, who comes, hey, wait, here's the 2-2 pitch. 2-2, fastball swung on and bounced to short. Nice one-handed scoop to throw to first in time. Nice play there by Brett Griffiths. I mean, there's always that risk when you try to take on that one hopper. If you completely miss it, that ball is in left field and you're charged with an error. But Griffiths, though, able to stop the ball, scoop hard, and like a violent ice cream scoop trying to take three scoops for one, able to glove it, make a good throw. And with one away, here is Giacomo Crisetti. The pitch to Crisetti, that is taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And can't wait to take some pictures of them afterward and get a chance to do the story I'm planning to do on Crisetti, both on his great uncle, Frankie Crisetti, who played for the Yankees, but also how he came back into baseball after nearly quitting. Just an inspiring story. And again, he said much of it had to do with just the fact that COVID sort of took it away. Here's the 2-0 hit. Swung on that ball is grounded hard up the middle for a base hit by Crisetti and into left field. To get it is Wynalski. And so for Crisetti, just a guy right now who's just having so much fun. And again, you know, this, what happened 2 years ago was just so, so tough. I mean, it played in impact on everybody's lives. I mean, Tyler, for you, I mean, when we literally had a 9-month span where it all seemed like the only thing that was on TV was the UFC. How was that period of time for you?
Oh, well, that was tough. My old man happened to pass away right during that time, and opening day was something we always watched, and we didn't get to watch it that year.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Well, glad that it's better times now, and got your daughter, too. How's she doing in the junior Giants?
She's doing well. She is going to her first practice next week.
Nice. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back by Hunter Reed. Reed from Plano, Texas, leads the Reading Colt 45s with home runs. OT pitch throw first and then back on the bag. Goes Corsetti. Oh, and see the count to Reed. Corsetti not going. Pitch is taken in the dirt. So one ball and two strikes for Reed, who has hit 7 home runs this season for the Reading Colt 45s. Again, playing at Texas A&M Texarkana, and he'll be bringing a couple of his teammates from the Colt 45s with him back to Texas. There goes Trissetti. 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded hard into the hole in the left field for a base hit. Holding it, there it is, Corsetti. That was a well-executed hit-and-run play there by the Colt 45s. As Corsetti went in motion, the shortstop shifted to second, and for Reed, able to hit it where the shortstop wasn't. So, keeping it simple. And the Colt 45s with runners at the corners, looking to jump on top of Sacramento new baseball order, and here is Trey Thomas. And for Thomas, who has hit 2 home runs this year, the pitch to Thomas that swung on and fouled away. Hit his second home run in last night's game, but his first, though, was arguably the farthest that's been probably hit as far as depth-wise this season. A couple of weeks ago, hit one in that 400 mark in left center. So he's a guy with some pop. 0-1 pitch. Four-seamer taken just a bit high. So one ball and one strike to count to Trey Thomas. 5'10" out of the capital city of Carson City, Nevada. One pitch, swung on, that ball is smoked hard into right center for a base hit. In to score easily is Corsetti. Moving to third is Reed, and the Colt 45s lead 1-0. So Trey Thomas is continuing to hit the ball well this series. And a guy who is just so quiet. But, man, when he gets to hitting, it becomes a different story altogether.
Left fielder, number 29, Jeremy.
And now here is Jeremy Giesig. The pitch to Giesig, that's taken a little high for ball one. You know, when I think about Carson City, are you a big Jackie Chan guy?
You know what,
Tyler?
I'm a Jackie Chan guy because I'm a Bruce Lee guy, so yeah.
You're a Jackie Chan guy because you're a Bruce Lee guy. Okay, makes sense. Anyway, 1-0 pitch taken just a little high for ball two. But yeah, the movie Shanghai Noon, they talk about Carson City all the time. And that movie,
I have not seen that one in a while.
What?
I have not seen that one in a while. It's a good movie.
Oh, man, total, like, faux pas history. Absolutely nothing about it makes sense. But it's a good one. But, yeah, no, they mentioned Carson City, like, as, like, the backdrop. got some good shots of the Sierra Nevadas, but I'm telling you, I bet you that the entire, like, Wild West scene probably filmed on some back studio in Burbank.
Oh, guarantee it.
Guaranteed. Here's the 2-0 pitch taken high for ball three.
It reminds me of Austin Powers, that scene where he says, it's funny how England looks exactly like Southern California. It's just funny.
You're right. Oh, so true. Yeah, no, well, I'm not going to talk about that one. All right, so 3-0 the count. Here's Lindholm looking into Giesig, and he'll step off. Well, speaking of movies, do you like the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, I just watched that for the very first time last year, and it made me cry. Very good.
Yeah. Well, guess what? As the 3-0 pitch is taken high for ball four, Giesig draws the walk and the bases are loaded. Do you know that the last remaining movie cast member from that movie, Carolyn Grimes, lives in the North State?
Oh, really?
She lives in Lake Shastina, and she played Lulu.
Okay.
She's the one where, Jimmy Stewart is holding her pitch, yeah, taking four strikes, in the famous line of, look, Daddy, every time bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's
paraphrasing,
awesome.
Of course. 1-0-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third, stepping on the bag at the corner. The throw to first in time, and that takes care of the Reading Colt 45s. You get the bases loaded, but Mason Johnson bounces out softly, a 5-3 double play to end the inning, but not before the hot man of the week, Trey Thomas, puts the Reading Colt 45s on the board with an RBI single into right field that scores Giacomo Crosetti. One run, two hits, two men left, and at the end of the first inning, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Jolson, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then, he's hit a good 12 more. Jolson, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Top of the second, and it's the Aussies taking the mound for the Reading Colt 45s. Had a gentle first inning, allowed a base hit, but then got out of the inning with a 3-6 double play by Brett Griffiths. And so here is Keith Shelton to lead things off. Pitch is taken on the outside corner there for a strike. Two-seam fastball there. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 kick. That swung on and misses strike two. And so for Fairweather, working with that fastball on Shelton. Fairweather winds and fires the 0-2 pitch. That is swung on and missed. Man, three straight fastballs to Shelton, who couldn't catch up, and there's one away. And again, the one thing that, again, it's not just the fact that the Colt 45s win, but the fact that you just see so much improvement in the 2 months that they are here.
It's not even the same ball club.
Oh, what?
It's not even the same ball club.
Oh, man, not even the same ball club. That's for one. But then you look at a guy like Fairweather who, you know, when he came in, he was just a reliever. And you just wondered, you know, if he was going to find his command, if he was going to just be able to throw strikes. Because when he was on, it's good stuff. His curveball is active as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Curveball was active. He can throw that fastball hard, you know, 85 to 86. But, man, just you were wondering if he was ever going to find his command. Well, safe to say in these last few weeks, he has found his command, and he could even become a starter now at the four-year level. 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1 pitch inside for Baldry, and boy, if he walks him, I'm gonna feel real bad right now.
Yeah, you know, he probably will. See, the jinx works both ways.
I reverse jinx this next pitch. The 3-1 pitch. Nope, jinx is on. That's ball four.
All right.
That's right. All right. Well, Carter Jones draws the walk, and so for Fairweather, with one out, going to try to see what he can do against Duncan Hansen. So Duncan Hansen, who attends American River College, just outside of Sacramento. The pitch to Hansen, that's taken away for ball one. Throw to first, back on the bag goes Jones. So Hansen, spelled H-A-N-S-E-N, kind of like the organic sodas, if you can call a soda organic. Seems like a marketing ploy there.
Oh, absolutely.
One pitch, that's a curveball on the outside corner, but they do taste pretty refreshing.
Those are really good sodas, man.
Yeah. I'm definitely not hating on the Hansen brand at all. One ball and one strike. Here's Fairweather. He'll look, wind, and fire. Swung on, grounded to second. Oh, nice play there. The throw to first in time. Nice play by Patrick Fragoso on the four-handed scoop. Falling away from his body, makes an accurate throw to Thomas, and there's two away.
This is 27 Alpha.
Man. Fragoso was playing so close to second, you were wondering if he was going to be able to catch up and keep that ball from going into right field, and he did that and more. Now to Henry Palmer, who takes a changeup on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1. Fairweather looking good with the high top socks, the stirrups. 0-1 pitch, two-seamer runs to the inside corner, swung on and missed for strike two to Palmer. No balls and two strikes. With Jones at second, Colt 45's lead 1-0. The 0-2 pitch, straight fastball, swung on, lifted softly into foul territory along the first base side. Under it, trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch, but couldn't find it. Is Thomas, and so Palmer remains at bat. No balls and two strikes. Again, the mixture in the sun and shade combining together. 0-2 pitch, two-seamer runs away from Fairweather. Nice play by Aguayo to keep it in front. 1-2, Fairweather. He'll set, wind and fire, the 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. And down goes Palmer. I got a kind of feel for Palmer right now. That ball was a bit high, and he's kind of wondering, like, was that a strike? Well, the Colbert Evers get the benefit of the doubt on that one as Fairweather has three strikeouts in two innings of work. No runs, no hits, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the second. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Holy shooting stars, wake up.
it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Reading Colt 45. Second baseman, number 8, Patrick Fregoso.
Bottom of the second, and here is Patrick Fregoso to lead things off. So Fregoso going to be followed by Eric Aguayo and then Mason Cassingham. Pitch to Fregoso. That's a curveball that stays very high for ball one. Man, that curveball that didn't exactly curve. It just sort of dipped above the head of Fregoso. Here's the 1-0 pitch in the dirt for ball two. And so again, for the Reading Colt 45s who've been so good at drawing walks. In fact, boy, 218 walks. And that's just over a 35-game period. I mean, the amount of plate discipline, the way that these guys get on base, pretty good coaching on Bob Anderson's part.
Did you say 235?
I said 218.
218?
Although I have yesterday's numbers, I didn't print anything out today. So it's probably around, you know, the 220 range now, but. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's taken on the outside corner for a strike. Straight four seam there. Two for Goso by Lindholm. Lindholm looking in. And he'll set. 3-2 pitch taken upstairs for ball four. And so,
you ready for the
Patrick Fregoso draws the leadoff walk.
0-3-8-1-8. All right, here's the test. Zero.
And so, talking about the history of Tiger Field and spoken to some local umpires who said that Dustin Pedroia and C.C. Sabathia came up as members of a Sacramento American Legion team here in 1996. But, of course, you have to mention the locals as well. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, well, he was at Pleasant Valley High School. He was a baseball player, and he played travel ball. For, of course, deciding to become Super Bowl champion and now the quarterback for the New York Jets.
It's going to be strange to see him in a Jets uniform.
Well, it's kind of like when we saw Brett Favre as the 2-0 hit swung on, grounded to short, the turn to second for one. The throw to first, and that's a double play. So Aguayo hits it hard, but right to Brett Griffiths, who turns the 6-4-3. And so with two outs, here is Mason Cassingham. And so for Cassingham, the switch here going to the righty stance.
1-4.
Against Lindholm. And so for Cassingham, who will be heading to Waco, Texas after that, hasn't given us the school that he's going to be going to yet, but hoping to build on his baseball career after not even cracking the varsity roster until his junior year and had a breakout season. Had four home runs with UPrep his junior year, and then senior year he actually said was kind of a down year for him. Here's the 0-1 pitch swung on, slow roller to short. Up with it, the throw to first in time by Brett Griffiths, and that takes care of Castleham, and that ends the inning. And so for Lindholm, he's able to settle down after giving up the walk, gets Aguayo to ground into a double play, and then Castleham rolls to short. No runs, no hits, nobody left, and at the end of two, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento. New baseball order, 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. We'll be right back. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack, I'm a stinger. The G, the R, the I, the F, the E, the Y. See, I'm 6'3 and rough, so why try to step to number 24, cooling in the flat? You get cracked with a baseball bat. Yeah, one likes the bat and the other likes the battle. One from Cincinnati and the other from Seattle.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Top of the third inning, and it's time for everybody's favorite retired Hall of Famer in the Blacktop Baseball League, Tyler Chapman. What's going on? It's time for Cappy's Hot Corner.
Hey, you're in a Sandlot superstar too, pal. All right, tonight we celebrate Tigers' year's 100-year anniversary. A lot has changed in the century since the historic ballpark was built. Here's a brief list of those changes. 1928, WRGV in New York became the first TV station. 1930, RCA released the first vinyl. 1941, the United States entered World War II. 1953, rock and roll took America by storm. 63, the Beatles released their first record. 72, United States pulled out of Vietnam. 1987, the first CD was released. The Internet became available in 1995. 2005, Facebook launched. In 2014, Russia annexed Crimea. And in 2020, COVID-19 shut down the world. That's a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. That's baseball on the radio. That happened in 1921 for the first time. And just like Tiger Field, it's still around today. Back to you, Ethan.
Yep, no, the radio is the true art form to describing, and that's honestly, here's the 0-2 pitch swung on, and a little roller, 40 feet in front. Aguayo's got ready to throw to first, not in time. And so Drew Hansen aboard on a 40-foot infield roller. And so, with a man at first, here is Wyatt Wynalski. And I keep hearing about, Tyler, how radio's going to go away. It's not going to go away, man. People are always going to enjoy music on the radio.
Well, here's the thing, Ethan. Here's the thing, though. Podcasts have kind of taken over that role, and it's still audio formatting. It's still the same thing as radio.
Mm-hmm. 1-0 count. 2 Wynalski swings and misses at a fastball. First strike one, and so Wynalski, who is tonight's beer batter, I think that's the only thing that might be on tap because the food got spoiled after the refrigerator went out. So got to get your carbs in somehow. One ball and two strikes. Fairweather, the 1-2 pitch to Wynalski. Oh, just missed with the fastball. A little high above the belt buckle. Fairweather looking in. He'll set. To Wynalski. 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled away.
That foul ball brought to you by North State Security. on duty for.
So two balls and two strikes, and again, talking about the history of this game. 2-2 pitch swung on, that ball is lifted over the third base side and foul, and some kids are going to end up with a souvenir. So, two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, roller up the middle, scooped under the glove. Up for Goso and into center. And so, for Wynalski, able to find it where the fielders weren't. It looked like Fregoso had himself a diving chance, went to scoop, and he just missed the ball by a hair, and it rolled into center field. So back-to-back, they hit Hansen to second, and now here's Ian Heck. The pitch to Heck swung on, fouled back.
That foul ball.
Speaking of history, on this day in 1876, we had baseball's first ever recorded no-hitter by George Bradley of the St. Louis Brown Stockings, which, if I'm not mistaken, were the St. Louis Browns. The 0-1 pitch swung on in the dirt. Aguayo couldn't find it. It eventually recovers around the netting. To third goes Hansen. Into second goes Wynalski. You can almost kind of feel, too, Tyler, that there's some, you know, again, the game within the game. You're trying to, you know, earn a spot. And so far between Cassingham and Aguayo, 1-1 pitch is taken away for ball two. Almost a little bit of a competition, you can kind of tell, between Cassingham and Aguayo for that spot behind home plate.
Oh, you got to compete out there. It's a sport, and that's what you got to do.
2-1 pitch swung on, grounded to short. Up with it, the throw to first in time by Vela to take care of Ian Heck. However, Hansen comes home to score on the grounder, and the Colt 45s are tied with Sacramento NBO 1-1.
Shortstop number 3, Brett Griffiths.
And now here is Brett Griffiths. The pitch to Griffith. Swung on, and that ball is flied high into center. Coming under it, seven steps, running and making the catch two hands is Prosetti, and that ends the inning. So for Sacramento NBL, they are able to tie it up with two base hits, a wild pitch from Fairweather, and then a grounder by Ian Heck to bring home Hansen. One run on two hits, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45s and Sacramento NBO tied up 1-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
We go to the bottom of the third inning as we celebrate 100 years of history at Tiger Field. And again, mentioning the fact that, you know, before 1935, there really wasn't access to get to to the field. I mean, the Diesel Horse Bridge was built in 1915, but that was one bridge that connected Redding and that allowed you to get over the Sacramento River. And so you had the Ted Lyon Memorial Bridge that was built in 1935, and that made it easier to get to what is modern-day Cypress Avenue. As the first pitch slow on that ball is lined into center, into left center for a base hit by Dusty Vela to lead things off. And so for Vela, hitting well in the leadoff spot, gets the Colt 45s with a man aboard. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So for Crosetti, who had a single and then came home to score on the RBI knock by Trey Thomas. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. And so for Crosetti, said he will be committing soon. Here's the 0-1 pitch that swung on and missed for strike two off the glove of Hansen, and into second goes Vela on the pass ball. So 0-2 the count, and Crosetti said that he will be signing soon to a school in Iowa. So again, glad to see that many of these guys at the junior college level will be moving on. 0-2 pitch, high fastball taken for strike three, and down goes Crosetti. And so Crosetti, lifting his hand, saying the fastball was high. So one out, and let me ask you philosophically, Tyler, you know, if it's the difference between taking a bad pitch for a called strike three versus swinging at it, what's your philosophy on that?
Oh, you know, I love my dude Pablo Sandoval. If it's between striking out, swinging, you look better doing that, and you look like a fool watching it go by.
Man, I do miss Pablo Sandoval. I mean, you know, that era between the Dodgers and the Giants, watching Sandoval and Yasiel Puig.
Oh man,
go at it. Oh gosh,
those are the days, and it's only been 10 years.
Well, no pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted into deep right field, going back near the warning track and making the catch. Is Henry Palmer tagging up to second and going to third? Is Vela. So for Reed, who flies out. And so with two away, here is Trey Thomas. So Thomas, who has been hitting the ball well so far this series, is 1-for-1 with the lone run batted in for the Colt 45s, who are tied at one. And now with the man at third, the Colt 45s are going to call upon the Carson City, Nevada native to do some more damage. He takes high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Thomas, whose mom works in the state Nevada legislature, isn't a lawmaker, but she did say that she does help with the writing and the scripting of drafts. I mean, you know, so much. We talk about so much about the importance of the national government, but one thing I love about, you know, KCNR, just the radio station in general, is how it addresses local politics and gets it from all sides.
Very important.
One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on, hit hard down the third baseline. That's a fair ball into the corner. Thomas strikes again. He's wearing number 21, and that is two aces and a 10 to score two, and the Colt 45s lead 2-1. So Trey Thomas, who is just finding his groove right now, 2-for-2 now with two runs batted in. It is his week, and now here is Jeremy Giese. Here is Thomas. He'll take off for second, and he is caught stealing for out number three. So he was picked off by Lindholm, had no choice but to go to second. And so the Colt 45s are out of the inning, but not before Thomas adds another run batted in. He owns both of the Colt 45s runs. One run on two hits. Nobody left, and at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Designated hitter, number 15.
Well, we just had the pizza delivery race here in the... As we go to the top of the fourth inning. Leading off is Keith Shelton, who takes inside for ball one. One ball and no strike. Shout out to Todd Canfield, who is working today, man. He looked like... Man, Todd Canfield, the father of Thomas Canfield, 1-1 pitch swung on and by the way, man, that guy looks so red. I mean, he's wearing a Texas Ranger outfit. And this guy looked like he just mowed about 10 acres of corn, man. Whew. He is having himself a good time right now. Here's the one. Two pitch swung on and it bounces short. Up with it is Vela. The throw to first is in time and there's one away. Man, defensively, this Colt 45 team looking very sharp.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ethan. That's going to jinx it. We've been playing terrible defense.
Not. Yeah.
I'm just playing, good. Man. I'm just playing.
Nah, I mean, I like to play. I see, I'm not. I don't know. I'm not a big curse guy.
No, I know.
Ever since the Boston Red Sox broke the curse of the Bambino.
And the Cubbies.
Now. And the Cubbies too, man. They went through my Dodgers to do it.
That was one of the best World Series I've ever seen, for sure.
Yeah. You know what was great? I actually went to a game that series because Lord knows when there's history being made, you gotta sit in the cheap seats. 1-1 pitch, one. That ball is laser down the right field line. That's a fair ball into the corner by Carter Jones. Jones going to head for a slide into second, and he has himself a double. And so for Jones, who is reached base twice, and again, for the Colt 45s who beat this team last night, 12-2, we're right now only ahead 2-1. Got to make sure that they keep their focus even on a hot day like this. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner taken for a strike. 0-1. Fairweather. He'll set wind in by the 0-1 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball one. Skips by Arguello. And over to third goes Jones and Jones, 90 feet away from tying this game up. So again, probably the toughest job besides being the home plate umpire tonight is working the backstop as the catcher. 1-1 pitch, one. That ball is lined hard down the first base side and foul. One ball and two strikes. Little rope over the first base coach. And so for Fairweather, trying to knuckle down and strand the runner at third. One ball and two strikes to count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, protective swing up along the first base side and foul, and we'll roll into the stands.
On Balls Ferry Road in Anderson.
One ball and two strikes to count. Shout out to Sue McLean and Carl Bauer, our boss, who is listening in on the game tonight periodically. Good people that we have here at KCNR. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Man, buckle your shoelaces for strike three. Man, that was a curveball that left Hanson tongue twisted, and there's two away. Man, that curveball was so nasty. It looked like Fairweather tied his shoelaces together and short of falling down. That was the effects. Boy, Fairweather, this Aussie can pitch. Here's the delivery now to Henry Palmer that swung on and fouled away. Man, I mean, everything about Fairweather, just his delivery, his body language. I mean, even his mustache is real crisp, too. So gentlemanly. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on and fouled away.
I'm surprised you haven't said that the curveball is taking him down under.
Well, it hasn't taken him down under because that curveball wasn't even in the dirt. I mean, it was just a straight. It definitely took you to 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Strike three called. Take him to Outback. Four innings of work. And Reese Fairweather is feeling it. So Reese Fairweather with five strikeouts and four innings of work, and he isn't showing any signs of slowing down. Let's see what the Colt 45s can do offensively now to help out its pitcher as they lead 2-1 against Sacramento NBO on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Well, bottom of the fourth inning, and speaking of Reading natives, and again, you know, we are a sports broadcast, so we are not talking anything political here. But we do have to mention the fact that Reading native 2019 Bologna d'Or winner Megan Rapinoe is playing in her last World Cup, and, you know, just an amazing, amazing athlete, what she has done. Gold medalist, Olympian, and her skills as a soccer player, her free kicks, her tenaciousness. 1-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike two, and the count is 1-2.
Oh, she's my daughter's favorite athlete of all time. She loves her.
That's awesome. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Gise. That swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play.
Ball,
one ball and two strikes. And again, you know, you wouldn't think for an area like this that we have produced some of the America's greatest athletes. 1-2 hits, swung on, lined into center field, and that'll find some fairway. Four base hit. So for Giesing, with a leadoff single. So with Giesig at first, throw over the first, quick tag back on the bag is Giesig. Oh, didn't want another base running blunder. And now, oh man, this is a very heated, man, a very heated Bob Anderson is coming out, and he is saying that there should have been a balk called, and he is pretty irate at the first base umpire, saying that he isn't coming set. Over at first base is Roger Greers in for Bob Anderson. And he's saying that it's the step that he's taking, and that his step is being pivoted towards Giesig. And so Anderson, man, he is pretty heated right now. I mean, I don't think that cold towel is going to be able to cool him off. He better be careful here. And so, right now, Dan Betters is getting involved and trying to play peacekeeper right now. Now the fans are starting to boo and get into it. And right now, gotta admire the diplomacy skills of Betters. Anderson, oh, and Anderson's been thrown! Anderson is right in Betters' grill. He is right in his face. He is talking right to him very, very rudely. We do not have a microphone, but he has been tossed, and he has taken his frustrations from Greer and is giving it to Betters. Oh, man, Betters just got a sniff of that. And now hearing an earful of it is Jeff James. And so this was over the fact that he felt that Noah Lindholm was balking. And so for Bob Anderson, the head coach of the Reading Colt 45s, has been ejected. Man, I've never seen somebody get that fired up over a potential balk like that. You think that might have been a move to try to fire up his offense, maybe noticing that there just something wasn't right in the waters?
I think maybe also it's balks are frustrating. If you see someone doing that, that's a free base you ought to be getting. So,
I mean, we're looking through the webbing here, so we'll try to see what he is talking about. Well, Lindholm is keeping a straight base, fly ball in the right field, under it jogging and making the catch. In right is Henry Palmer, and there's one away. Back to first is Giesig. I don't know. It's so difficult to notice as a left-hander when you're picking up that leg. You have so many different options that you can go to, but, you know, being able to, you know, come in and then quickly step off. But Bob Anderson clearly noticed that he was pivoting as he was lifting that front leg, and here's the pitch swung on, foul back by Patrick Fragoso. So 0-1, so on one hand, Bob Anderson is thrown out of the game. On the other hand, though, he is thrown out of the game and now gets to go sit in the air conditioning in the clubhouse and listen to us. So thanks, Bob, for listening. 0-1 pitch, that swung on and fouled away, slapped down by Marty Bassetti, the nephew of general manager Rick. So no balls and two strikes to count. And I think Marty Bassetti becomes the skipper. Rick Bassetti is always the skipper. There's no doubt who is in charge of this show.
Absolutely.
Throw over to first, who nearly overthrew a nice play at first by Carter Jones. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Colt 45s ahead. 2-1 here with one out. Gesig at first. Lindholm sets. 0-2 pitch, and ooh, that ball looked like it might have hit some barrel, but instead, no, it's going to be a hit by a pitch to Fragoso. So Fragoso goes through the plate appearance gauntlet, was walked, and now he was hit. That ball hit him on the hands, too. That's why he had sort of that wood sound, but I think it was fair to say Dan Betters, the home plate umpire, made the right call there. So one out, 2-1 Colt 45s. And just moments ago, Reading Colt 45s, Bob Anderson was ejected. 0-1, now to Eric Aguayo. Over at second is Gesig. At first is Fragoso. The 0-1 pitch, that swung on and missed. First strike, two. No balls and two strikes to count. Lindholm looking in. He'll set. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt for ball one. And so, for Lindholm. Who comes... Oh, to heck with it. Got a roster with the players not... As they were mentioned, here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to first. The throw to second, dangerous play, and it's a poor throw at first to try to turn the double play, and everybody's going to be safe. E3 by Carter Jones. Man, Carter Jones had the chance to get the simple out and touch first. Instead, tried to get funky with the spices and try to turn a double play 3-6-3, and it backfired. And so for Aguayo. Yep, that was a for sure out. And now with the bases loaded, here is Mason Kazmiam trying to make that error sting. The pitch from Lindholm is swung on, rolled slowly up along the first base side, and foul. And there is August, the 12-year-old. Getting after it, taking care of the foul ball, and there you go. That is our bat boy for today.
Talk about a rally for free, and it's hit by a pitch.
Yeah, talk about the rally over the balk. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on and missed for strike two. Kazmiam chasing out of the zone above his shoulder. So no balls and two strikes. No burgers or hot dogs tonight, but the freezer is still working. So, fans are going to have to You with ice cream. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball one, up and away. Just above the helmet of Cassingham. One ball, two strikes as a flock of Canadian geese are flying around the field. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Cassingham out in front swings and flies his ball into left field and foul and out of play. Into Narnia. Boy, that ball disappeared. One ball, two strikes with one out. Don't think we've had a case of animal interference at this ballpark during my 10 years broadcaster. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Cassingham rung up on strike three. Straight fastball to the outside corner. Nothing he could do. And there's two away. And so for Lindholm, trying to keep pace in this pitching duel with Reese Fairweather, with the bases loaded, trying to get out of it unscathed. And here is Dusty Vela. And so for Vela, who comes by way of Reedley College, he takes a changeup. Right on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. 2-1. Colt 45s. A good crowd on hand here. Came a little bit late, but now as the sun is set, the weather getting a lot cooler and more comfortable. 0-1 pitch. Way outside. That swung on and missed. A curveball twisting away. And you're asking about down under. That was definitely down under. 0-2 the count. Colt 45 is trying not to waste this opportunity after an error and then now with the bases loaded. 0-2 pitch. Two seamers swung on and missed for strike three. Lindholm had something to say to Vela as he strikes him out and that ends the inning. So for Lindholm, fired up. Allows a single, a hit by a pitch, and then for good measure, Aguayo able to get aboard via the error, but that does it for the Reading Colt 45s to fail to cross home a run despite bases loaded with one out. At the end of four, we got a good one here, folks. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento new baseball order 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
It is great when he hits the ball, it's long gone man. Hits it for the band, can't pretend. Swings the bat like a little stripe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, say hey,
say who.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the fifth, or excuse me, top of the fifth inning, as Ramon Esparza will lead things off. Sends the first pitch high and deep into center field, but very playable. Back three steps, and making the catch is Crescetti, and there's one away. And again, you want to talk about a deep center field. 406 feet. So you gotta really be able to really sock it. And so far, Trey Thomas has been the only player so far this season to get it over that center field wall. Catch is taken on the outside corner for a strike to Drew Hansen. 0-1 the count. So Hansen, whose brother Duncan playing catcher, Drew in left field. 0-1 pitch. That's a curveball swung on and missed for strike two. And so for Fairweather, as much as we want to talk about the offense, this is also an audition to see how Fairweather can do in a duel like this. 0-2 pitch, curveball, Uncle Charlie for strike three. Man, that curveball absolutely working.
Bringing to the plate, your beer man.
For Reese Fairweather.
Charlie. Wyatt Winowski. Charlie Fair.
And so here is Winowski, who takes down and away for ball one. Man, gotta give Reese a nickname too, man. I feel like here's the 0-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted into left field, going back to his right. Seven steps, putting his bum up, making the catch.
Here he's breaking the price, however. And now
is Gesing, and that ends the inning. And so for Reese Fairweather.
This is for two. Reserve.
The lefty emu able to get it done. The 6'3" man going five innings, allowing just one run so far. We are halfway home as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Colt 45s, 2-1. And while we take a break, me and Tyler are going to find out a good nickname for this stud left-handed pitcher from Melbourne, Australia.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right, well, bottom of the fifth inning, and it gives me great joy to sit down with one of my favorite people. I coach him in Little League, and I'm here with my starting shortstop, pitcher, and leadoff hitter, Lincoln Torres. Lincoln, what's going on tonight, man? Congratulations on making Shasta Dam Little League the All-Star team. Just answer the question. He's a very quiet guy. His name, by the way, Linkin. I guess you were named after Linkin Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Dude, you were like so quiet. Now I get you on the interview, and now you get mom spaghetti. What's going on tonight? You nervous?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, why?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
It's kind of, I don't know. It is.
It is a tight ball game. So, just based on how I coach you, what does Giacomo got to do here?
Who's that?
He's the guy that just hits one hard into left field for a base hit. Oh, yeah. You never been to one of these games? Have you ever been to an MLB game?
No.
This is your first professional baseball game? Wow. Holy cow, Tyler. We got a lot to teach this guy.
Oh, man. Okay. He's got a lot to learn.
Man, this is your first ever professional baseball team. How do you like it so far?
Oh, it's super. It's nice. They're really good.
Okay, well, I heard your mom tell me that besides being a great baseball player, you're also a culinarian. So tell us a little bit about your cooking skills.
I'm not that. I mean, I'm good. I can cook. Like, it's not that hard to cook, really.
It's not that hard to cook. All right. Well, she was telling me that you make steak just as good as Jack's.
I guess so. I've never had Jack's.
Nah, no. That's okay. You might be a couple of years away from Jack's Grill. So, man, you're taking in your first baseball, your first professional baseball experience, and we don't have hot dogs for you, man. I feel bad.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. All right, well, here is Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch to Reed. Taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. So how far do you want to take baseball?
As far as I possibly can. Hopefully MLB one day.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Here's the one. Oh, pitch. I'm going to be the one to take credit and say I got you there, right? 1-0 pitch is in the dirt, skips by the catcher, and into second safely goes Crissetti. Tyler, what do you have for Lincoln?
So, Lincoln, L-I-N-K-I-N, Lincoln Park. Do you think that's old people music or what?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah.
You think it's cool? I think it's cool, too.
See, we're raising this generation to be eclectic, okay? We're giving them both the classics that Jack Black gave us, because we're the School of Rock era. We got to pass the
School of Rock.
Oh, yeah, you like School of Rock? Pitch is taken on the outside corner for ball three. A little high to the 6'3" Hunter Reed. Three balls and no strikes. Okay, so if you were a character in School of Rock, which character are you?
I'm gonna probably Jack Black.
You're the guy leading the band? That makes sense. You led the band this year for our minors team. 3-0 pitch is taken, four strikes. So 3-1 the count for Reed with a 2-1 lead. He leads the Colt 45s with 7 home runs, Lincoln. Yeah, he's hit 7 home runs. Could be an 8th here. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Slow line hard down the third baseline and foul. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the good thing is we got to witness, your first managerial ejection. What'd you think of that?
He got ejected?
Yeah, he got ejected. Where were you?
Oh, I was kidding. I didn't know he got ejected.
Yeah, he got thrown out of the game.
Oh, I bought a signed ball.
Oh, nice. Wait, you bought a what? You bought a signed ball. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Strike 3 called. 2-seam action there by Noah Lindholm. Rings up Hunter Reed. Man, that ball ran nicely to the inside corner. And so the Colt 45s right now, who are having an unusual night, struggling with runners in scoring position so far. But now comes the guy who has been getting the job done, the owner of both Colt 45's runs, Trey Thomas. Here's the pitch to Trey. Change up, missing high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Question is, have you continued to practice?
Yeah, I've been going to the batting cages a lot with my grandma.
Oh yeah, that's good, man. That's a good grandma. That's a good grandma. Proud of grandma for that.
So let me ask you, Lincoln, is baseball a game to you still, or is it a lot of hard work, or is it a little bit of both?
It's kind of both, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you this though: are you going to be a better baseball player than your cousin Michaela Torres is a soccer player?
Hopefully one day. Yeah, she's really good. So yeah.
She is very, very good though. Comes from a good line of athletes. Let me ask you this: when did you first find baseball?
I think I was like 6 or 7 years old. I got signed up, and that's when I first started playing. And then, yeah, I was all right. And then I kept practicing and practicing and got better. And then ever since, I just loved it.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'm glad that you got to join our team. We had some fun this year, didn't we? Oh, yeah, we did. Here's the 3-0 pitch taken inside for ball four. So, Thomas reaches base for the third time today. And now here comes Jeremy Giesig, who has been part of a pretty strong, 4-5 spot between Thomas and Giesig. Who is 1-for-1, walked and hit a single in the fourth inning.
Hoping to hit him over the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Over the net, I meant. So I can get a sign, that'd be so
absolutely
cool.
Here's the pitch taken for a strike. There goes the runners, and there won't be a throw. Crissetti seals third, and to second goes Thomas. Perfect pitch to go on, and you see that here. Let me give you some coaching here, Sonny boy. So when you take your lead off and you notice the guy throwing a breaking ball, and if you know that he's throwing a breaking ball, that's when you take off. Good little bit of it. Right there, here's the pitch up the middle. Oh, squeeze there at short. The throw home in time to tag out Crissetti, and there's two away. Nice play at short by Brett Griffiths. Hard grounder up the middle. Griffiths able to glove it spin and throw, and then applying the tag at home is Duncan Hansen. Two away. So some tough luck there for Giesig, who still reaches base, but instead of a single, it's a fielder's choice. 6-2, and with two away, Mason Johnson. Yeah? Well, I'll make sure that that happens. What do you think Mason's got to do here? What's your approach if you were him hitting?
I don't know. Just watch the ball all the way through and follow your swing. Follow all the way through with it.
Smarky, here's the first pitch. So that ball is flying hard down the left field line and foul, and that's out of play, and that is going to end up in the Safeway parking lot. In the meat section. Yeah, your dad works there?
Yeah, but in Bernie, he does like the meat.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, flared into right field, running under it, and making the catch. Yeah? Yep, well, that's called getting jammed, my man. Well, it was a appreciate you getting to talk to you about it. We'll definitely hang out some more, too. Hopefully we'll get some work in, and I'll draft you during fall ball. I call him first. I've already called tabs on you. Is that cool?
I don't know if I'm doing football. I'm doing football.
Oh, yeah? You're going to do football?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it.
All right. Well, you know what? Whatever you do, dude, I'm going to be rooting you on, dude. Thank you so much. That was Lincoln Torres, Shastam Little League Minors All-Star. Appreciate you for coming out and doing an interview. We'll be right back here as we have reached the end of five innings. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1450 AM, ACNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right, well, here we go to the top of the sixth inning, and we have ourselves a new pitcher trying to point out the number on him, and I believe, yeah, that is Ryan Davis. So Ryan Davis, who is pitching, the right-hander from Yuba City, California, who went to Butte College, and again, a guy who has been pretty strong in relief this year. Well, at least lately. So let's see what Davis can do. As he has 12 strikeouts, 11 walks, 12 earned runs, a 9 earned run average. And so, again, though, the key, and this is what Reese has been able to figure out as far as finding his rhythm, just being able to command the zone and throw strikes. Here's Davis, the first pitch. It swung on curveball, softly hit right back to him. Come back to the pitcher. Davis throws underhand to Thomas, and there's one away. Man, talk about getting exactly what you need when you need it.
Number three, Brett Griffiths.
And so here is Brett Griffiths. First hit swung on, line hard into center field for a base hit. Past the diving efforts of Dusty Vela. So the tying run is on base. Glad to be joined alongside my partner who I've gotten to know these last few months. And it's been a pleasure, Tyler. Way to keep it going over there in the booth and providing some excellent commentary, if I may say so.
Thank you very much. Blindly, too. Ray Charles style.
Ray Charles style, you said?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Here's the pitch in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. And so, for Griffiths, here's the 1-0 pitch taken inside under the armpits for strike two. Smells like Old Spice, possibly. And the count is 2-0. That's what I said, ball two. Here's the 2-0 pitch on the outside corner. The throw to second in time. Aguayo. Speaking of Old Spice, he just delivered from the extra. Jacking in right there, throws over to second and able to catch the stealing.
For a $50 gift certificate.
2-1 pitch inside for ball three.
No, it's not a gift certificate, it's like a voucher or something.
Three-one pitch, swung on, lined into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Nice play there by Mason Cassian, who thought at first of trying to make a diving effort, but instead quits on the brakes last second. One hops it in front and bodies up. So a two-out single by Keith.
Now batting first baseman, number 13, Carter Jones.
By Keith Shelton, and now here's Carter Jones. The pitch is taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes.
You know, it occurs to me, Ethan, these guys have probably played the equivalent of a spring training, and they're finally getting into form now.
Yeah? Oh, who?
The Colt 45s. They played about 35 games, and that's about what spring
training is. I wouldn't say that. I mean, they just got done playing an entire season of college ball, so.
I suppose. Not as a team, though.
Maybe. I don't know, for some of them. 2-0 pitch, that swung on and...
Foul ball brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Free Fire Radio.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's taken just a little bit outside for ball three. Three-one pitch, fastball taken high for ball four, and again, for the Colt 45s, going to rely on Davis, and for Davis right now, struggling a little bit with his command.
Now, catcher number 21 Alpha, Duncan Hansen.
And so Jones with the walk, and that will bring up Duncan Hansen, the tying run, is in scoring position. At second is Shelton. At first is Jones. Fastball taken away for ball one.
Working on getting that.
One ball and no strikes.
Number post. Stand by.
Davis. Heel set. Winds in, delivers 1-0 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball two. Nice play by Aguayo. Keeping in front of the throw to third, though. Not in time. Wild pitch there. Aguayo, though, did a pretty good job of keeping that ball in front and at least giving himself a shot at trying to nab. Shelton. And so with a 2-0 count, Davis having a chat with Aguayo. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Ticket stub number 079.
Let's get my attention.
Hey.
2-0 the count. J. 2-0 pitch. That's down and away for ball three. And so for Davis right now.
0-0.
He's fighting it right now. He has two outs, so should be one out away from getting out of it. But right now, command has been the issue. 3-0 pitch down the middle there for a strike. And so trying to come back against Hansen. 3-1, swung on, line to second, making the catch. Is Fragoso, and that ends the inning. And so for the Colt 45s, who are able to get out of the gym despite two singles and a walk, Davis is able to settle down and get a soft liner out of Duncan Hansen. No runs across for Sacramento NBO as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento. New baseball order, 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Reading Colt 45s feeling the blues a little bit with their bats. Only two runs across, but thanks to a five-inning gem by Reese Fairweather and a shutout sixth inning by Ryan Davis, the Colt 45s are still ahead 2-1. And here is Patrick Fragoso to lead things off. Fragoso will be followed by Aguayo and then Cassingham. The pitch to Aguayo, that's dropped in there for a strike. Two-seam action there. 0-1. 0-1 pitch, curveball in the dirt. And so for Lindholm, you got to give him credit. He's not blowing anybody away with his velocity, but his location of the curveball, the changeup, and getting soft contact, he has been pitching well. 1-1, four-seamer, just a bit outside. Two and one. Two-one, way outside for ball three. And so the Colt 45s haven't had much trouble getting runners on base. Three walks, hit by a pitch. 2-1, a little high for ball four. And so for Fragoso, who is aboard. And now, setting the plate and table is Fragoso to now set up Eric Aguayo, who is 0-2, hit into a 6-4-3 double play, and then reached on an error at first base. The pitch, that's taken very high for ball one, that Mount Shasta cheese above the head of Aguayo, and the count is 1-0. Fragoso. Wide lead, swung on and missed for strike one.
Aguayo and Members First Credit Union.
One ball and one strike, and we have the Members First Credit Union. If a player hits a ball in the hole in left center, if that ball is hit through a hole, a raffle ticket will be drawn, and somebody could win $10,000, but nobody has come close to that so far this season. Looking to bunt, taking inside the throw to first back on the bag is Fragoso.
You got to give it up to Fragoso. No at bats today, 3 times on base.
Yeah. Reminds me of last year when Bryce Tweed had 6 plate appearances and didn't record a hit. Here's a 2-1, and it is bunted beautifully into no man's land. The throw to first, not nearly in time. Erica Aguayo bunting it towards second. Nobody was home to answer the doorbell. And for Aguayo, he is aboard with an infield single. Man, talk about manufacturing hits. And Aguayo needed that for sure. He gets high fives from his teammates in the dugout. And we will see who the pinch runner is. And usually we haven't had a tight ball game like this, Tyler, but now with a 2-1 ball game, that pinch runner for Aguayo really becomes essential.
Absolutely, especially we're into the bullpen. We need that insurance run.
And so for Mason Cassingham, who has one home run this year for the 45s. And along with 14 runs batted in. Here's Cassingham. He's going to try his hand at bunting. Puts the barrel forward. Can't pull it back, and that will cost him a strike. So 0-1. The Colt 45 is trying to utilize some small ball here. Corners are in at the grass. Second and short. The shortstop shaded towards second. Second base playing more towards the gap, adjacent to right field. 0-1 pitch. That's taken high. The throw to third. Not in time.
Let's go.
Double steal there for Goso. Able to slide past the glove of Ian Heck, who is arguing that he was able to apply the tag, but apparently not. In four for Goso. Just able to get past. Heck, we don't need to go to New York for that one. Man, imagine if there was replay here. That'd be an upgrade, maybe. Pitch is swung on, taken. Fouled away.
That's foul ball.
One ball and two strikes. Now, we just got to get ourselves a working refrigerator first before we can start thinking about having instant replay here.
I think so.
Yep. 1-2. The pitch to Cassingham is swung on and missed for strike three. Ball's in the dirt. The throw to first in time, and Cassingham strikes out for the second time today. And there's one away. Runners are first to hold at second and third. And now here is Dusty Vela.
Dusty Vela.
And so, Vela with a golden opportunity. Infield is in right at the grass. The pitch swung on and missed for strike one. And so for Lindholm, right now continuing to throw his mixture of the two-seam the change up, the curve in the slider. Lindholm looking in, and he will set. The 0-1 pitch, that's waved at him, Mr. Strike 2. Again, it is a good day as a pitcher if you can have the offense gassing. And right now, the Colt 45 is just looking uncharacteristically off balance at the plate. Maybe that'll change with this at bat. Vela with runners at second and third. At third is Fragoso. At second is the pinch runner for Aguayo. The 0-2, curveball swung on, rolled up along short, the throw to first, not in time! Oh, his foot was off the base! The first baseman's foot was off the base! He is beating his case right now that he was on, and meanwhile, now I think we're going to get ourselves a timeout. Might have hurt his thigh a little bit trying to stretch out and make that play. And so, Dusty Vela, somehow with a run not coming home, picks up an infield single, able to beat out the throw from short. I don't know. The throw was in the dirt, Tyler. Are you calling that an error? I thought it was going to be a bang bang play personally, but
no.
What do you think, being Ray Charles out there?
No, you know, I think that if it's coming between a low throw, it has to be a play that's just botched for it to be an error. That's a hit. I scored it a hit.
Yeah, no, that's a fair ruling. So for Dusty Vela, who is 2-for-3, and the bases once again loaded, the Colt 45s couldn't do anything with their opportunity in the fifth. Now they have to cash in here on the sixth. Shout out to Bob Anderson, who is listening from the clubhouse. He got thrown out in the fourth inning, arguing a balk call. So glad you could join us for this one. It'd be funny as heck if we could actually get him to call into the radio station right now.
He's available. He can call this radio station at 605-4565. We'll put him on.
All right. Well, Coach, let's try to put you on. You heard the number. Tell it again, Tyler. We're going to try to see if we can get the coach on in the clubhouse.
Good thing I'm saying it one more time because that was the wrong number. It's 605-4567. 530-605-4567. Call him, Bob.
All right. So let's try to see if we can get Bob to call in on the game that he got thrown out. Boy, this reminds me of a night when I was broadcasting junior college basketball at L.A. Pierce College in Los Angeles back in 2013. We had a coach named Ed Beebe, and great coach. But boy, oh boy, that guy was absolutely fiery, and he was like the Lou Piniella of junior college basketball coaches. He would just get mad, and he'd be thrown out. And one time he got so mad about a blocked charge call, he gets thrown out of the game. But instead of going into the locker room, I'm broadcasting up in the press box, which is about, 13 feet up. We got a great bird's eye view up there. There's this old TV with a big old antenna. It's from like the 1980s. He comes up here, starts marching around, clump, 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 starts cursing and barking at the referee, snaps off the antenna, starts swinging the antenna, and continues to scream and yell at the referee. So Bob Anderson, though, much more relaxed and held that guy.
You call it passion. Here's buddy.
To Crescetti, who swings, lines and hard into center field, and that ball is caught. Going to home base, and everybody is having to hold now with two outs. Boy, Crescetti hit that one on a rope, but positioned perfectly to make the catch was Wynalski in center field. So that nice sting a little bit. And now, with the bases loaded, it's the man that the Colt 45s want up in designated hitter, Hunter Reed, who is 1-for-3 today. Singled in the first inning and then flied to right and struck out looking.
I think he's trying to slice some salami here.
That's taking for a strike. What?
He's trying to slice some salami here. Let's go.
0-1, and I don't believe we have a grand slam that's been hit by the Colt 45s this year.
I don't think so either.
Nope. 0-1. Oh, and one, and Colt 45's fans talking at the pitcher. That's a new one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Nice sizzling by Reed to lay off the dirt cheese right there. One and one the count, and the Reading Colt 45's faithful on hand here to witness the classic. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1 Colt 45s with the bases loaded. 2-1 pitch. That's in the dirt, and it hits Reed. And the Colt 45s pick up an absolute gift with the bases loaded to score a run. And so for Hunter Reed, who is hit by the pitch with the bases loaded. Scores for Goso. To third goes the runner for Aguayo. To second goes Vela. Here's the pitch.
Now batting. First baseman, number 21, Trey Thomas.
You're about to throw the ball. You're in the heat
of that. 1-0 to Thomas, who is 2-for-3 on the day. Has two of the three Colt 45 runs batted in. He is the man they want up right now, seeing the ball very well this series. Hit a home run last night and a triple. 1-0 pitch. That is taken just a little high for ball two. Lindholm, who has been solid so far this game, trying to keep it intact. 2-0 fastball in there for a strike. Came with a straight fastball. Flinching a little bit was Thomas breaking the wrist. Either way, it was a strike. Hip high on the outside corner. The rally bells come on. 2-1. Fastball right at the hips. For strike two, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out, 3-1, Colt 45s. But need another hit to really grab the momentum here. Can Thomas come through? Lindholm looking in to Hansen. He sets the 2-2 pitch inside at the wrist for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Trey Thomas saying that he was hit on the wrist. Home plate umpire says no. The at-bat continues. Lindholm to Thomas. And a look over to third and back to the base. Okay, so that's who we have at third base. It's none other than Kyle Norton. Makes sense. 3-2. All runners will be running. 3-2 pitch swung on and fouled away, and we will do it again. Boy, this is almost like we have reached a bit of a climax here. Even though it's 3-1, Colt 45's two runs doesn't feel like a big lead. Lindholm wipes the sweat off of his brow, puts on his hat, and goes to work. Thomas get settled in the box. 3-2. The delivery, fastball, strike three, foul tipped by a lane horse, and the Sacramento NBO faithful, who are also attending this game, breathe a huge sigh of relief. The Reading Colt 45s, though, do, however, scratch home a run on a bases loaded, hit by a pitch to Hunter Reed. One run on two hits, but the Colt 45s leave the bases loaded again for the second inning in a row. Now it's up to the pitching to try to keep this game a two-run lead. We go to the top of the seventh. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 3-1 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
To the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word, picks up his ball, he is undeterred. Says I am the greatest there has ever been, and he grits his teeth.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right, it's time to go around the league with Tyler Chapman. Take it away, Tyler. What's happening in the MLB?
Earlier today, we had the Phillies over the Padres 6-4, Rays over the Royals 6-1. We had the Cubs 10-4 over the Red Sox. We had the Blue Jays 5-2 over the Diamondbacks, 2-0 Rangers over the Guardians, 6-5 Orioles over the Marlins, 9-4 Phillies over the Padres. My Giants again winning 3-1 over the Pirates. We had the Twins 10-7 over the Athletics. We had the Brewers 3-0 over the Reds, 4-2 for the Rays over the Royals, 6-5 for the White Sox over the Braves. Ethan's Dodgers 5-1 over the Metropolitans. We have the Cardinals 9-6 over the Nationals, Yankees 6-3 over the Rockies, and the Tigers 6-0 over the Mariners. Currently in action, Astros and Angels, top of the ninth, 12-9 Astros. Back to you, bud.
What'd you say about the D-backs?
Oh, the Diamondbacks. Let's see. Where are they at? I ran through that. I don't see the Diamondbacks. Oh, Diamondbacks lost today to the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Time for the Giants and the Dodgers to make this a two-team race.
That's right. Let's get these Diamondbacks out of here.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball on the corner for a strike to Henry Palmer. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on, rolled up along the third base side, and foul. So for Ryan Davis, who tacking this inning with a lot more confidence, 1-2 pitch, fastball, there you go. Yes, he did. Strike three called. Down goes Palmer. And so for Ryan Davis, who almost felt like he was tightroping that last inning, only didn't give up any runs, but walked the single, having runners on base. It felt scary, but now he is just in his rhythm. Now the slider and the dirt swung on and missed for strike one. Boy, save that for the bunker. 0-1 the counts. Davis winds and fires. Curveball drops just a little bit low for ball one. 1-1. Davis whips and fires. 1-1 pitch. Fastball to the outside corner. Just missed. You know, at least, you know, with these misses here in this seventh inning, they're at least on top of the plate. That one, he tried to throw like a flamethrower for ball three, and that was way outside. Boy. You want to talk about a fastball thrown with emotion. That's the thing about pitching. Tyler. You got to be able to, it's okay to throw with emotion, but you got to make sure that those emotions are going towards something positive and helping the team. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No swing this time. And so, Ramon Esparza draws the one-out walk in the top of the seventh. And
left fielder, number 44, Drew.
With a man aboard, the tying run comes to the plate in Drew Hansen. The Colt 45's ahead 3-1 in the top of the seventh. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. Four-seam fastball there. Davis sets the 0-1 pitch. Slider, did he go around? Yes, he did. Trying to bunt it along the third baseline. Hansen comes up empty. 0-2. Davis looks, sets, delivers. 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. There's strike three. And down goes Hansen. And with two outs, here is Wyatt Wynalski. Davis working very quickly. Sets, fires, and delivers. Fastball in the inside corner for strike one. And this is what you want to see out of Davis. Throwing with confidence, throwing with command. Yo, one change up on the corner. That's right there for strike two. 0-2 to Wynalski. Davis, the 0-2 minutes. There goes the runner. Pitch is swung on. Grounded to second. Nice play there. The throw to first in time by Patrick Fragoso and Ryan Davis. Pitch is a very solid and fluent seventh inning. No runs. No hits. A man left. He goes to the bottom of the seventh inning, and we're about to have Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and then, or excuse me, God Bless America, and then we'll have the Sandlot Sound Machine lead us and take me out to the ball game.
God bless America, the land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, gotta love the sound machine. Amazing work by those men and women.
Thank you to our performers.
Keeping
tonight,
the performances fresh. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and right now this game is belonging to the pitching. 5 innings of work by Reese Fairweather allowed just one earned run, and definitely a player of the game candidate if the Colt 45s can pull this one out. And so far, so good from Ryan Davis, who has taken the ball from Fairweather, gone 2 innings, no runs allowed. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jeremy Giesick. Curveball out in front for strike two. As we have ourselves a new pitcher. 0-2 pitch swung on, corkscrewed up along second. Giesick trying to hurry the throw to first, though, in time by Ramon Esparza, and there's one away. And so for Giesick, who grounds out, and so here is Mason Johnson as the Colt 45s are looking. Actually, no, wait, we're going to have ourselves Cooper Thacker come up. So Cooper Thacker, the man out of Lassen College, you just signed with UC San Diego. He takes down for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Thacker, who originally from Chico went to Pleasant Valley, takes away for ball two, and he has been solid since joining the team. 6 games, batting over 500 with 8 runs batted in. Has a home run and a double.
Now, Jim Siski is number 12, Fernando Alvalos.
Here is Fernando Alvalos, the 3-0 pitch. Four-seam fastball right on the outside corner for strike one. Here's the 3-1. Fastball taken high for ball four. And so for Thacker, who takes the spot of Johnson, reaches base. And so now, here's Patrick Fragoso.
He's my vote for player of the game. He gets on base here especially.
Oh, yeah. And you can just definitely get the... No, you just know that Thacker is a next level ball player. He's, speaking of Thacker, he fakes like he's going to go, hesitates, returns back to first, taking a strike is Fragoso, and the count is 0-1. Wow, he kept going. He might have had that base beat. So just trying to get the feel of the moves of Avilos. Thacker, 2 paces off the base. Factor thinks again, and that ball is driven high and deep into right center field, going back though under. Ooh, nearly overran the ball, able to turn though on the last second though in center, and making the catch is Wynalski, and there's two away. Boy, that ball was dangerous. He overran the ball and then had to sort of turn his body left counterclockwise to make the catch, but nevertheless, it's not an easy game by any means, Tyler, as we know. And there's two away, because if it was so easy, then we'd be playing basketball.
Absolutely. How about for Ghosts tonight? You got 4 appearances and 4 productive plate appearances. No at-bats. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll be darned. You're right.
And a stolen base to boot.
Yep. Here's the pitch, swung on, lifted along the right side, and, oh, he made the catch against the net! Carter Jones, right up against the right up against the clubhouse, right up against the railing, able to run under it and make the catch, and that is out number 3, and so the Colt 45s come away empty-handed. After the walk to Thacker, Fragoso flying out, and then Aguayo flying out on a very good play by Carter Jones. So no runs, no hits. The pitching duel continues as we are 3-7 here. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento. New baseball order 3-1 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Here we go, top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch from Davis. Slider away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. To Wyatt Wynalski, who takes low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Davis trying to show how far he can go. He winds, delivers a 2-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt and away for ball three.
Not bad. Third baseman, number 7, Alpha, Ian Heck.
Okay, so it is Ian Heck. Catch to Heck. That's taken inside for ball four.
Heck draws a lot.
And so Heck.
Free the plate. Shortstop, number 3.
Reaches base, and so we got some action going on in the Colt 45's bullpen. We have a left-hander that's working. Oh, that's Norton. Here's the pitch. Taken away for ball one. So we got Kyle Norton warming up. The man out of Lassen College from one out taken high. The throw to first, not in time. Yeah, so for Norton from the small town of Sonora College, and now we're going to have timeout called as that is 6 straight balls thrown by Davis. And so again, this is one of those scenarios, Tyler, where Davis just has to find a way to sort of hit the reset button and mentally get the outs figured out.
Absolutely.
And again, you know, he was able to do it in the 6th and the 7th.
Yeah, it's hard being a relief pitcher. That's what they always peg me to do. You come in and it's not your game, it's somebody else's game, and you come in and you got to clean up the mess.
Well, he's having to clean up his own mess right now. The 2-0 hit swung on just what the doctor ordered. Grounder to short. Throw to toss from second from Thacker. The throw to first, not in time as Vela moves. Bela is actually at third, so Thacker takes over at short.
So you said we have Kyle Norton in the bullpen?
Yep, we got Kyle Norton Jr. Or, actually, no, wait. That's
Ken Norton Jr.
The Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Was that his name, too? Kyle Norton Jr.? No.
You're thinking of Ken Norton Jr., the 49ers great.
No. I know about Ken Norton Jr., but I'm talking about the movie, the character that was Ricky Bobby's sidekick.
Again, another great, you mentioning all these great movies I have not seen in a few years.
Yeah.
Shanghai Noon was the other one you mentioned. I got to check both of those out.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball on the inside corner. Oh, no, that missed. Davis with a 3-0 count to Keith Shelton. Slider missed inside for ball four. The tying run is at first. The go-ahead run comes to the plate. To bring up Carter Jones. So can Davis find his stuff? And now we got a pinch hitter coming to the plate in Austin Watkins. Here's the pitch. Curveball on the outside corner. There for a strike. 0-1 the count. And now Aguayo getting crossed up with his signs. Going to go out and talk to Davis. Looked like he was setting up high for a fastball and then caught the curveball. 0-1. Top of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s ahead of Sacramento NBO. 3-1. 0-1 pitch delivered down. One ball and one strike, and we're going to have the lose your shoes race here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-1 slider, Del Way for ball two. And so for Davis right now, that rope getting a little. Yeah. One pitch right on the inside corner for strike two. Four seam fastball to Jones. And so for Davis. A double play away from getting out of this inning. 2-2. Jones call, or excuse me, no, that's not me. So, yeah, Watkins. Watkins for hitting for Jones. 2-2. The 2-2 to Watkins. Curveball swung on. A little squibber back to Davis. Davis plants his feet, throws the first in time, and there's out number two. And so credit to Davis for hanging in and working, and now is one out away from getting out of the inning. Again, so much of this game is about your relievers and can they get it done for stretches and periods, and sometimes it's also about getting yourself out of your own trouble. Tyler, as you know.
Absolutely.
Four-seam fastball away for ball one.
You know, I don't think we had Davis on. If he goes the rest of the way, I mean, got to be considered too.
Yep. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Four-seamer right there. And so for Davis. With runners at second and third. Third is Griffiths. Here's the pitch swung on, lined into left field. And that'll drop for a base hit. One run is in. Two runs are in the throw to second, not in time. And so for Duncan Hansen with a two-run double. And just like that, Sacramento NBO has tied things up, and that is going to do it for Ryan Davis. It was a valiant effort. Was able to go two and two-thirds innings, but he leaves after giving up the 3-1 lead. And now we'll see who comes into the game. We believe, oh no, it's Thomas Canfield. Excuse me, it's not Norton, it is Thomas Canfield. So the left-hander from Weaverville, California, looking to get it done. And of course, the Weaverville faithful always got to come out and support their boy. They are small, but they are a mighty group, and they support their boy, Thomas Canfield. Gotta love this sound, man. Anyway, we're taking a break here. Let's see if Canfield can come in and get the job done. The 18-year-old trying to stop the gap as the Colt 45s are tied with Sacramento NDO here, 3-3 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Tony. All right, bottom of the eighth inning, and it'll be up to Thomas Canfield to try to get the job done against Henry Palmer. Canfield gonna set, line and fire the pitch. That swung on and missed. First strike one, Canfield. He'll set. Wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch. That's down and away for ball one. And so for Canfield, who switched his focus to baseball when he was 13 years old after falling in love with basketball at first. Canfield winds and fires. 1-1 pitch. That is a changeup on the corner for strike two. He's another guy right now who has really worked well with his confidence. Throwing more strikes. 1-2 pitch. Swung on that ball. Which is foul and out of play. Wow, that was a very late thud. Not sure whose car that hit. Here's the 1-2 pitch, taken a little high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Two out, man at second, tied up at three. 2-2, no strike three call. Wow, looked like Canfield painted the corner with that changeup, just missed. Canfield sets. He'll wind in, fire the 3-2 pitch. Fastball! Rolls it by him for strike three. Henry Palmer strikes out, and the 18-year-old from Weaverville, California, gets it done. The
all right, kids, here we go.
Little Village, thank you. Stop by. Everybody, Eureka, that's what we get. Thomas Canfield coming in to get the job done, and how about this relief hitching doing pretty well tonight? And now it's time for our favorite mini game, the Lose Your Shoes race. The winner gets to be interviewed, and this time we'll make sure that we have a confirmed winner and not just go with the guys or girls that the Colt 45 players suggest.
Okay, you understand how the green players? Find your shoes. Go to our ball player.
Here we go, and we're off to the races. And we got, oh man, there's somebody who looks way above the age limit. He finds one shoe. Oh, somebody. Oh, the race is on, and oh, I think my man Lincoln got him. Lincoln got him. My boy got him. Yeah, let's go, Lincoln. Oh, Oh, yeah, the kid that I coached. My all-star. How about that? Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Man, now Rick is, like, trying to kick him off the field, boy.
What a nice way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. These kids are windy, too, man. They got all the candy and airheads out of their system, boy. Boy. Oh, man, you went. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, way to work. Yeah, there you go. Good job. Good job, good job, good job. Oh, yeah, I'm here with my winner again, Lincoln Torres. All this kid does is win. So, Lincoln, what was the key tonight? How are you able to slip on your shoes on so quickly? Usually it goes to the kid wearing the Crocs, but you somehow pulled it out. And he gets a big kid, too.
I have no idea. They weren't that hard to slip on. They're pretty easy, actually.
All right. Peace out, you bud. We're going to get back to this game. We're tied up at 3.
Right fielder, number 25, Kyle Norton.
And so we do have a Kyle Norton appearance after all, but he is playing right field. Here's the pitch to Norton. That swung on and fouled back. 0-1 the count.
Here's Norton. Back track. Hopefully you got your ballpark goodies.
Norton from Sonora, California, which was founded by miners.
The end of the seventh inning is when everything shuts down.
So that's the thing that I think people tend to forget is it's located in Tuolumne County. Just how. Here's Norton. He swings and flies one high into right field, but right to Henry Palmer, who makes a catch, and there's one away. And so Norton.
Number 5, Dusty Villa.
Norton flies out, and now here is Dusty Vela. And so Vela. The pitch is taken just away for ball one. You haven't had a walk-off this year either, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, it will be, because it'll happen too. Let's go.
Tyler Chapman giving the Colt 45s all the positive mojo. Taken inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to count. Two oh pitch. That's a change up. Missing away for ball three. Three oh, that's outside for ball four. And so for Fernando Avilos. He gives up a walk to Vela. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti. And so for Crosetti. Who is 2-for-4 on the night. Singled twice. Here's the pitch to Crosetti. That's taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Bottom of the eighth. The Colt 45s and Sacramento new baseball order. Tied up at 3. Colt 45s held a 3-1 lead. Led 1-0, tied up at 1-1 in the third. Took the 2-1 lead in the bottom of the third. Scored on a bases loaded hit by a pitch in the fifth. And then a 2-run double by Duncan Hansen. And that is where we stand. 0-2 the count to Giacomo Crosetti. Here's the pitch, swung on, and that is a high fly ball into right field. Very short right field, under it, Going out is second baseman Ramon Esparza to make the catch. And there's two away. And so, for Crescetti, he flies out softly. And now, here is Hunter Reed, who has singled, fly to right, and was hit with the bases loaded. One for two with a run batted in. The pitch to Reed swung on and fouled away. And on deck is Trey Thomas, who has two of the three Colt 45's runs batted in. That's if Reed gets aboard. Avilos, he'll set. And now we're going to get time called. And so for Reed, the man 6'3" out of Plano, Texas, the headquarters of over 100 different Fortune 500 companies in the U.S. 1-0 pitch, swung on, that ball is lifted along the first base side and foul out of play.
Crown Motors Sales and Services, Dodge, Lincoln,
Castover,
vehicles in the greater Reading area. They're also in
the clubhouse. 0-2. A mixture of Sacramento NBO and Colt 45's fans on hand who have stayed with us through the hot weather. There goes the base runner, swung on and fouled away at the plate. And so for Vela in motion, Avilos, he'll set. There goes Vela. The pitch is swung on and lifted softly into right field. Andre going back and making the catch is Esparza. And that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s go down quietly. No runs, no hits, a walk, a man left, and we are through eight innings here. A possible chance for a walk-off hero tonight at historic Tiger Field, celebrating 100 years of history on Cypress Avenue. Again, to the top of the ninth, you're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR. The Colt 45s and Sacramento NBO tied up at 3.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Top of the ninth inning, and the Colt 45s are going to leave it up to Thomas Canfield to keep this ball game tied. Here's the first pitch. Two-seamer there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. So it'll be Ramon Esparza, followed by Drew Hansen. Here's the pitch swung on. That ball is lifted along the first base side and foul out of play.
Foul ball brought to you by John R. Hughes, accountant. And that's a play for NBO Sacramento.
No balls in, two strikes to count. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's taken down and away for ball one. Again, throwing a fastball that is 70 to 72 miles per hour with a changeup. Changeup right there. That drops in. First strike three in town goes Esparza. And so for Thomas Canfield coming in, recording two straight outs, was able to get the Colt 45s out of a one-man jam at second. And so Esparza will be followed by Drew Hansen. And Hansen hit a single in the third inning that he eventually came home to score. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Fastball, changeup, fastball. Canfield, heel set. Whip and fire, 1-1 is swung on and fouled away. And you know, the one thing about Canfield, he doesn't have the explosive athleticism yet, but he is a guy who you just can tell wants to work hard, find the right coaching, and become great. And he's working well right now. 1-2 pitch, two seam fastball that misses down.
At the plate, number 24, Andrew Wildshot.
You know, those are the kinds of guys who become great coaches someday.
Yep. That's what a guy named Jay Johnson became. Here's the 2-2 pitch, taken inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Tommy Canfield. 3-2 inside fastball just misses two wide chuck for ball four. And so the go-ahead run is on base. And that will bring up the heart of the order with Wyatt Wynalski.
To the fielder, number 7, Charlie Wyatt Wynalski.
Here's the pitch, taken inside, the throw to second, in time! That is a pitcher's best friend in Eric Aguayo with a strike to shortstop Thacker in the catch. Hansen stealing, or excuse me, to catch Weishaupt stealing. Pitch on the outside corner for a strike. And now for Canfield, he can relax now a little bit here. He winds and fires. 1-1. Misses low and at the ankles for ball two. Not out of it yet. But again, following the positive energy of Beast Fairweather. 2-1 pitch, and that is a fastball that hits Wynalski, and once again, the go-ahead run is aboard. And so for Aguayo, who has worked overtime tonight, done a very good job behind home plate, throwing runners out, he's caught two. Now to Ian Heck, who takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And again, it's hot and muggy outside here on this Saturday night, but see if Canfield can relax. 1-0 kiss. That's a straight fastball blown by Heck. First strike one. Again, not throwing it hard, but you know what? It's about accuracy and it's about timing. 1-1, that's in the dirt for ball two. Nice play by Aguayo to keep that ball in front. Boy, Canfield threw that one in the gutter, and just a nice job of moving his feet, shuffling, keeping the ball in front. 2-1 pitch, that's away for ball three. And so the Colt 45s have some action going on in the bullpen. Here's the 3-1. Swung on. And that ball's lifted high and deep into right field. Going back on the warning track. is Norton to make the catch. And that ends the inning. And so for Thomas Canfield, who comes in, pitches a clean top of the ninth inning. And now we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Will we have ourselves a walk-off hero tonight? We shall see. We're through a full nine innings. Or eight and a half, I should say. We're through a full eight and a half here. The Reading Colt 45s and Sacramento NBO tied up at 3-3.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the ninth inning we go, and Trey Thomas will lead things off. He'll be followed by Jeremy Giesig, and then Cooper Thacker, who took the hitting spot of Mason Johnson and now playing shortstop. And so it's the guys that the Colt 45s want. Thomas is 2-for-3, single twice, has two runs batted in, shook out his last appearance, and so
first base, number 21, Trey Thomas.
So he'll be facing Fernando Avilos. The pitch from Avilos, four-seam fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Avilos, 0-1 slider, that misses. Down and away. Bottom of the ninth inning, and it's that time of night where people are doing burnouts along Cypress. 1-1 pitch swung on, and missed for strike two.
Number 40, Daniel Aceto.
Daniel Aceto, that's who the pitcher is. Here's the 1-2. From Aceto, swung on and hit softly to second. The throw to first is in time, and there's one away.
2-5.
And so Thomas is a race, and now here is Jeremy Giesig. And so for Jeremy Giesig, who was part of a Cal State San Bernardino team that broke 32 records in 2023, helped the team win the CCAA Division II Conference Championship. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swung on, that ball is tomahawked along the first base side and foul and out of play, just barely over my car. One ball, one strike, bottom of the ninth. Can Giesig put something hard in play and get the Colt 45s going on offense? 1-1 is inside for ball two, and ouch, that hit the home plate umpire. Two balls and one strike, and now the home plate umpire, Dan Vetters, getting his arm checked on. That ball really hit him in a funky spot on the elbow. Was setting up for a 2 for a 1-1 fastball inside, and it just grazed off of catcher Duncan Hansen's glove, but Vedders is going to hang in the pocket, and so good for him. Somebody get that man. He's going to need an icy hot and something good for dinner. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted high into right field, but very playable under it and making the catch. And right in, there's two away. And so for Giesenick, he'll fly out. And now, with two outs, it's all up to Cooper Thacker to get the job done. Thacker, who just signed to UC San Diego. Here's the pitch. That's taken away for ball one after playing it last in college. Man who Thacker drew the two out walk, and so for Thacker at first base. Here's the pitch from Aceto, delivered high. Or, excuse me. Here's the throw to second, not in time. Two and one, two for Goso. Thacker at second, the 2-0 pitch. That's taken high for ball three. 3-1, and so for Aceto, fighting it right now with his command. And for Goso, will drive him home. The 3-0-1 pitch is taken high for ball four. And so with the winning run at second, it is up to Eric Aguayo. And so for Aguayo, who just...
Now batting catcher number four, Eric Aguayo.
Just graduated high school and will be attending San Bernardino. The pitch, Aguayo looking to bunt, pulls away, takes ball one outside. One-oh pitch. Aguayo looks to bunt. He goes around, for strike one. So one ball and one strike. Aguayo has the speed to get down the line, bunting himself aboard with a bunt. In the sixth inning, 1-1 pitch swung on line hard down the right field line and foul. One ball and two strikes the count. Two outs. Aceto looking in. He'll set. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball and it's Aguayo with two strikes. Oh, man. Well, the Colt 45s have the bases loaded without recording a single hit. And now here's Kyle Norton.
Boys got pop. Let's go.
Pitch, that's taken high for ball one. Their plate discipline, the nine-ball method taught by Coach Bob Anderson. This is a team that does not swing at bad pitches. 1-0 inside to Norton. 2-0 in the Culvery Buzz. Well, to quote Zach Brownman, what will be, will be. 2-0. Swung on, bounced to second. Very easy play, though. Underhanded throw to first. And that ends the inning. And so for Kyle Norton, he grounds out. And so for the first time all season long, we are going into extras. The Reading Colt 45s. And Sacramento NBO head to the top of the 10th inning. Tied up at 3-3.
Can't put it off another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come to play.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need me to get you some support? Well, top of the 10th inning. Oh, yeah. He's just hanging. Yep. Throw to second and got in as we are back in the top of the 10th inning, and we are going with the rule of the new rule where you start off with a man at second base. Here's the pitch. Oh, boy, that got the umpire right on the left rib cage. Ouch. Oh, boy.
Hey, buddy.
All right, cut you on right now. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
And so with one out, boy, that poor umpire, man, he has been taking it. Took a fastball in the rib cage from Hunter Reed, but somehow Dan Vetters is going to stay in the game.
Who'd you say we had on the mound?
Oh, we had Hunter Reed. I wasn't sure if you were on or not. Meanwhile, comebacker to Reed. Reed bobbles it. Karam Seguel, the throw to first, not in time, and so for Reed. Oh no, we're gonna get ourselves a foul ball. So Reed able to pick up a very fortunate break. So 0-1, one out. The Colt 45s were able to get their first out, kicking off the base runner at second. Yo, 1 to Griffiths. Fastball swung on, fly down the right field line, and foul.
Stevens Media Group includes Fox Sports 103.9, K Shasta 104.3, and 106X.
0-2 counts. Here's the 0-2. Slider swung on, lifted softly into right. Under it is Norton. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. And so the Colt 45s will have the top of the order coming up as we go. Is there in the bottom of the 10th inning with Vela, Giacomo Crosetti, and then Reed, who goes from designated hitter to pitching. Here's the pitch. Swung on. That ball is lifted far down the third base side and foul. 0-1 the count. And the good news is the kids are still watching the game as well. Everybody up past their bedtime. 0-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes the count. Reed to Shelton, swung on, lifted up along the third base side, and foul.
See paint marks before you pick up that paper.
0-2. Reed, the 0-2, swung on and missed for strike three. Reed blows a fastball by Shelton, and so that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. Hunter Reed doing a fine job here as a cricket has found its way onto my left shoulder. Did you not? We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead, are tied up with Sacramento NBO 3-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Well, it's the bottom of the 10th inning, and so...
Evening on the bottom of the 10th inning, Reading Colt 45's. Shortstop, number 5, Dusty Vela.
It'll be Dusty Vela to lead things off. Vela will be followed by Giacomo Crosetti and then Hunter Reed. And it'll be Kyle Norton who will represent the winning run at second base as the Colt 45s and Sacramento NBO as the first pitch punched up along the third base side. The throw to first, not in time. Vela bunts himself aboard, and so the winning run is 90 feet away, and it'll be up to Giacomo Crosetti
gotta love it
to try to win this one for the 45s. And we're going to get a timeout, and Giacomo Crosetti is going to be intentionally walked. And so for Crosetti, and intentionally walking Crosetti to bring up Reed. So obviously the strategy here, well, not obviously for those of you who don't know baseball, just listening in, try to get the lead runner. The goal is to try to get the force out at home and possibly even turn a double play. Here's Reed, swings at the first pitch, he squeezes and fouls it away. 0-1 the counts. Acito winds in, delivers the 0-1 pitch, swung on. That ball is lifted down the right field line and foul out of play. Even if there was an opportunity to catch the ball right now, Sacramento's prerogative is to keep the ball in the infield. Acito winds and fires, two-seam fastball, runs away outside to Reed. 1-2, bottom of the 10th inning, the Colt 45s trying to walk it off here at Tiger Field. Here's the 1-2 hitch, fastball way upstairs for 2. You know, at least you want to see this Tyler end on some contact, a legitimate base hit or something.
Oh, no, I don't mind how it ends. Let's go.
Oh, you don't mind?
I love small ball.
Climactic.
I love small ball. That's why I have Burgoso as my player of the game. He's a small ball hero tonight.
It swung on, rolled to first, bobbled, and it'll bang on an error. The game ends on an error. And the Colt 45s win. An error on Carter Jones, touching home. Is Norton and the Colt 45s walk it off, winning by a final score of 4-3. Carter Jones on a routine grounder just couldn't find a way to field it cleanly, had nowhere to go, and the Colt 45s win this one by a final score of 4-3. We'll have our players of the game tonight. And obviously, it's going to go to Reese Sherweather for his 5 innings of work. But, man, after an offensive game like that, who do we give it to?
I'm saying let's go with Fregoso.
Let's go with Fregoso. Yeah. Stay here, dude.
All right. Here we go.
Yep. It was
a beautiful game.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right. Well, it's time for Reading Colt 45's postgame as Patrick Fragoso and Reese Fairweather are tonight's players of the game. It was an interesting night for you, Patrick. You didn't put the ball in play necessarily, but you had three quality plate appearances. I think the night, though, is about you, Reese. Five innings, only one earned run. Really showing that you can start and go deep into ball games. What was the key to your success tonight, seeing a lot of first pitch strikes out of you?
Yeah, just trying to get ahead early, trying to make pitches where I can, let my defense help me. Once I get ahead with strike one, it's a lot easier to come back strike two, strike three. And that was just my whole plan, go as long and as deep as I could into the game and let my bullpen come in and help me out.
Patrick, for you, I mean, in a game like this, where maybe you're lacking some rhythm, lacking some flow, you're struggling a little bit with runners in scoring position tonight, but what was the key to this team pulling it off at the end?
Oh, it's taking it one pitch at a time. You know, we believe in each other, and we just got the next guy up and try to get the job done, and that's about it.
You guys now have two series left. What's been your favorite part of the summer so far?
Just getting better every day, trying to get meeting all my new teammates and trying to get better every day. That's pretty much it.
What's been your favorite part of the summer so far? Just getting to know these guys, knowing that there's, you know, two more series left as you've clinched the series win against Sacramento NBO tonight.
Oh, yeah. Coming to Reading, you know, meeting a whole different new team, and everyone came in welcoming hands, and it was great. We're here coming the last 2 weeks to just get our momentum and have great quality at-bats and great pitching. I mean, we've been doing that all summer, so why not finish strong? And we're going to finish strong on a great note.
Tyler, I'll let you in on the last question. What do you have for these winners tonight?
So Patrick, I was the one who lobbied for you to be player of the game. You had, I believe, five plate appearances. You did not get aboard with the base hit. So I love small ball. What do you feel? Do you feel like that you're just as happy as if you hit three home runs, or is that just me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we came out with the W, so, I mean, that's all that matters, right? So, I mean, taking it one pitch at a time, not trying to get too big, and all that matters is that we got the W, so that's all.
Straight dubs. That's right.
All right, appreciate you guys. Hey, go get some air conditioning. As we're heading Colt 45s win game two on its first walk-off of the season. Final score, 4-3. This has been Ethan Hansen, joined alongside Tyler Chapman in the studio, saying so long from historic Tiger Field. We'll see you tomorrow for the conclusion of the three-game series. Game start time is at 6 p.m. This has been Ethan Hansen versus Tyler Chapman on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by North Valley Distributing. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Shooting down
Red and Colts.
Fire away.
Red and Colts.
We're in the game to stay. Shooting down
Red and Colts.
Blast away.
Red and Colts.
We're with you all the way.
Another Colt 45 victory, 4-3 over MBO Sacramento. Back on the air tomorrow. First pitch, 6 p.m. Colt 45s look for the sweep over MBO Sacramento tomorrow on KCNR Radio. KCNN Radio.
Around at the park, that's the way to go.
Strike them out, throw them out, double play, all the way, shoot them down. Ready, Colts.
Now returning to regularly scheduled programming.
Freon.
Right.
By the time you guys come on, it's probably going to be like a sauna.
So let me ask something. Will you be forced to hang out with Sean and Laura since you're all prime time in the same – and Gutfeld, will you guys be like almost a pack? Will you be the brat pack of this generation?
Well, my mother won't let me hang out with Gutfeld. You know that like one kid in grade school your parents wouldn't let you hang out with? That's Gutfeld. And it served me well.
So
Sean, I'd love to hang out with. I love hanging out with Sean. He's like the nicest guy ever. And Laura, I don't get to see a lot because she's in D.C., but
sure.
We're the new Rat Pack.
I'm sure it'll change. And Jesse, have you heard from Bill?
Yeah, I've spoken to him a couple times. He gives me great advice. I can't share it, but it's hilarious and it's honest and it's true.
And is he happy for you?
He's very happy for me. He's not a happy guy in general. I mean, he's not happy. You know, Bill, but I think he's happy for me if you consider Bill capable of happiness.
Right. Actually, the last time I saw Bill, it was the happiest I've ever seen him, and he's always got great insight, and everyone goes to him for advice. Jesse Waters, congratulations, well earned, and I want to talk to you Saturday night on One Nation. Is that possible?
Yeah, I'll see you then.
All right, Jesse Waters, and watch tonight at 7. Brian Kilmeade Show. Back in a moment.
At the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For by GovMint.com. Did you hear? A recent stash of $20 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $20 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now, and you will receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $20 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Cancer doesn't stop, and neither do we. Join Stand Up to Cancer for a night of inspiration and hope as we celebrate all the progress being made in the fight against cancer. Hear firsthand what impact your support and donation are making on cancer research, survivors, and patients. It's one night to save lives. Tune in Saturday, August 19th at 8, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. For more ways to watch, visit standuptocancer.org.
I'm Gian Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. 28-year-old Shannon Keeler was a freshman at Gettysburg College when she was allegedly raped at a frat party in 2013 by now 30-year-old Ian Cleary. She says she texted friends for help even before he fled and then went to police the same day. Officials declined to file charges. 7 years later, Cleary, who graduated and ended up working for Tesla, allegedly messaged Keeler on Facebook saying, quote, "So, I raped you." Still, no action from police. Cleary was eventually charged in 2021 after an Associated Press report on the attack, but 2 years later, he remains on the lam. Investigators believe he's likely overseas and on the move, somehow evading an Interpol red notice. Does he have a fake identity? Is someone supporting him financially? All questions Keeler and her lawyer ask as they wait for justice a decade in the making. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
House Call for Health. A new study finds that ethnic minorities are more likely to suffer from food allergies. The findings come from Northwestern University researchers who say many in ethnic communities tend to have less awareness about general food allergies. More than 80,000 people participated in the study. It found that food allergies were seen the highest among Asians, Hispanics, and Blacks. More than 50% of the Black participants were more likely to be allergic to multiple foods. Household income may also be linked to food allergy prevalence. Researchers say participants from households that made more than $150,000 a year had the lowest food allergy prevalence. Dr. Ruchi Gupta is the study corresponding author and says, quote, "Food allergies are not frequently talked about, impacting racial and ethnic communities." Dr. Gupta adding, "It's not on the radar, but we now know it does impact them more, and it's important to improve awareness." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the U.S. LTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The first foreign visitor. Soon NATO will be the 32nd freestanding, have free, 30 free, 32 freestanding members ceasing its attacks on, its inhumane attacks on Russia. I mean, by Russia on Ukraine. May God protect the freedoms of the protectors of freedom.
So the president had a speech. Those weren't not the highlights. They were the lowlights, but it tends to happen. You know, I know there's only a few Bill Clintons of the world, a few Ronald Reagans of the world, a few Barack Obama soaring rhetoric. But I would assume if you're staying in the night before to do a great speech, you would do a great speech. And this is part of this is the job interview for the next 4 years. Do you think it's going to get better after this? And I also think the slow walking of these arms, the president wants to take a bow to say that NATO got greater and bigger. I would argue that you are about to give Russia Nord Stream 2, and NATO was not stronger They were taking a breather after Trump demanded they pay 2%. Only 9 countries of the 32 are doing it, 2% of the defense budget. And the thing that united them was the invasion of Ukraine. The president's got to speak about it, tell the American people why it matters, because he's losing momentum. And we got to get him the weapons. We're going to get them right now, because people are dying as we wait.
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine.
So that's unbelievable that she's still doing this on every topic. In fact, here's another one. She was asked about transportation and what are they going to do about planes getting there on time and handicapped people who have to use bathrooms and have wheelchairs. Listen to this.
This issue of transportation is fundamentally about just making sure that people have the ability to get where they need to go. It's that basic. But we know the obstacles to that goal can be great.
Unbelievable. Bobby Barak joins us now, writes for OutKick, covers a range of topics from politics to sports on down. Bobby, what's your take on the vice president they're trying to remake again, and when she gets off book, she just embarrasses herself?
Yeah, she speaks to us like we're so uninformed and so uneducated that we come to her for knowledge on these topics. Like her tone and her voice is so demeaning. I mean, it's just so frustrating to hear her speak on any topic because of the way she conducts it. Not enough attention has been put on how bad she's been. We go back to 2020 when the Democrats pretty much forced Joe Biden to anoint her as his vice president, and then we'll get into reasons why that is. But, I mean, we talk so much about Biden's failures, but when the book on him is written, maybe in a couple of years, if he loses in 2024, picking her as his running mate has to be near the top of his failures. I mean, it's been a disaster since day one. The border, her lack of visiting it, is probably the height of it all. But every time she speaks and is tasked to do something, it's really been a disaster.
But the other thing is that she's in charge of stuff. Doesn't really work that hard.
Yeah.
You have a situation where she's away almost every weekend. There's always nothing on her calendar. And, you know, this is the opportunity of a lifetime for a vice president, don't you think?
Oh, yes. And you talked about the border. Hardly doing anything there. The last time we saw her do an interview was when she was speaking about her vinyl records. I mean, you have rampant inflation, chaos at the border, all these opportunities for her to capture, and she's speaking about her vinyl records that she's a longtime fan. And we know Biden is incompetent. He's older. We don't know what his state is going forward. You would think someone like her would want to seize that opportunity and prove herself as a long-term political candidate. She has done the exact opposite. Like, we talk about that escape plan if Democrats have to go in a different direction in 24. Nobody brings up the vice president. No one even considers her a viable candidate in 24 or beyond. And that falls straightly on how bad she's done.
Yeah, I just don't know how he gets out of it. If there is no Joe Biden, I think the party's going to feel obligated to give her the nod, or else they look like people that don't like women and don't like women of color. And do you have Mr. White Guy, Gavin Newsom, thinking he's going to be president? The governor of Illinois thinks he's going to be president. So if he does step aside, there's nothing but problems for Democrats. We will see. The other big story yesterday, it looks like the guy that told us to fear AI the most, Elon Musk, who was there at the beginning, will now be launching his own AI company. What kind of factor do you think that'll be?
AI is arguably the biggest story going forward. It's everywhere. There's so many different companies getting involved in it now, duping people, whether it be pictures or video or audio clips. It's fascinating. It's also a bit concerning given what AI can do and what it does by taking away the human element of all this stuff. But yeah, when I see a headline that AI is moving into this industry or a new guy is getting involved and competing with current AI programming, and I take it very seriously because I think it's going to be not only the biggest story of, or one of the biggest stories in tech the next year, probably over the next 5 years, almost every story from presidential campaigns to media reporting to journalism now, AI has its fingerprints all over it. So we can't dismiss it, unfortunately.
So you wrote a column on OutKick about Twitter and Threads. I think Elon Musk, no matter what he accomplished in his life, and it's already awesome. I think one of the best things he did for the country is buy Twitter for too much money in retrospect and then expose what they've been up to. And it's been revolutionary, and it's something in which we've already had a court ruling come down because of it. So you believe Threads get started, and I think if it's successful, I think it could destroy Twitter. You don't think it's possible. Why?
Yeah, I really don't, because there's what I call the default rule, which is what Google is. Americans use the term Google as a verb now. They say, let's Google that, go Google that answer. Well, that's actually not grammatically correct. Google's not a verb, but it's just instinctive to use Google. Nobody says, let's go Bing that, let's go Yahoo that. Similar, Netflix is the default streaming service. It might not be the best streaming service, but it's instinctive. Let's turn on Netflix. Is this streaming on Netflix? Netflix and chill is all over T-shirts and hats now. Nobody says, let's Paramount Plus and chill, or is this streaming on, there's so many, Apple TV Plus. Netflix is the default, and that's what Twitter is for that up-to-the-minute town hall of conversation. People ask other journalists, hey, can you retweet my story? How many retweets do I have? I think it's going to be hard for Threads to replace that. Moreover, what made Twitter very effective culturally is that the culture war in a lot of ways escalated on Twitter. If you look at the people who were canceled, a lot of it was based on their tweet. Either they tweeted something wrong or somebody used their Twitter account to hurt them. Well, as we've seen so far, mostly liberals have migrated to Threads. So if the left and right are segregated between Twitter and Threads, less effective cancel culture and that movement will be, because you want to be able to take the fight and complain. Like, it's going to be a lot harder to say Dave Chappelle is a homophobe on Threads if nobody on the other side participating or paying attention. So ultimately, I think Twitter will be just fine. I think Threads will have some success. But look, conservatives have tried to derail Twitter 1.0 before. It didn't quite work. I know Zuckerberg has more money than Parler or Gab ever did. But ultimately, I think in a year from now, Twitter will be just as influential as it is today.
Truth Social, not the major factor, did not grow like Threads has grown. But the one thing is that Threads had the advantage of having the built-in infrastructure of Meta and Instagram. And I hear if you cancel Threads, decide it's not worth it, you have to cancel your Instagram account.
You do. And that was a very slick move by Zuckerberg to do that, because now people sign up and they're stuck for it forever, because they're most certainly not going to deactivate their Instagram. And you brought up an interesting point, because I don't know how well Elon Musk has done as CEO of Twitter. I mean, I go on, it crashes all the time. It seems like it's not as well functioning as it was. But here's what matters. He exposed the inner workings of what big tech was doing via Twitter file.
Yep.
He provided evidence that the DNC was influencing censorship on Twitter. He revealed contact between the Biden administration and Twitter executives. He affirmed suspicions of shadow banning by showing conservative accounts like Charlie Kirk were banned from certain Twitter feeds. He was buried. So all the suspicions that were levied against big tech, Elon Musk confirmed and exposed. So that's his greatest accomplishment. Whether his Twitter is better now with the rate limits and the blue check mess, I don't know, and I don't really care. But what he did is he proved exactly what these tech overlords tried to do to the flow of conversation.
So president overseas, not having, you know, not any exit or entrance into any stage or press conference is something that doesn't make you hold your breath. Here's a little of his speech yesterday, cut three.
The first foreign visitor, soon NATO will be the 32nd freestanding, have free, 30 free, 32 freestanding members, ceasing his attacks on, his inhumane attacks on Russia, I mean, by Russia on Ukraine. May God protect the freedoms of the protectors of freedom.
So, not good off book. Took a day to get ready for it. A little worrisome.
Yeah, Clay Travis, who I know you know well, is writing a book about how Joe Biden is the worst president of most of our lifetimes. I mean, it's really hard to disagree with that at this point. I mean, he's just done an awful job. I mean, when I hear or see him speak, I really do think that he's why Saturday Night Live is no longer relevant, because they could never compete with the real thing. He is a living parody of a president who is just incapable of doing the job, whether he's overseas here, the things he said. And not only is he incompetent, Brian, on day one during his inauguration, he promised to lower the temperatures and bring the country back together. He hasn't done that, and he hasn't even attempted to. Every time he heads to a university, he claims that white supremacy is the most lethal and dangerous threat to homeland. All that does is raise racial animosity and tensions. And it's a complete lie. I've written about it several times. There's no proof of that. So not only is he just in over his head, incompetent, failing cognitively, he's also doing the one thing he vowed never to do, and that is further divide the country.
Yeah, there's no question. Bobby Brack, Outkick, go to Outkick.com, read all his stuff. Appreciate it, Bobby. Thanks so much.
Brian, appreciate it.
All right, when we come back, John Kerry on Capitol Hill right now, talking about his climate agenda and how it flies in the face of America's true priorities, in my view. He's getting roasted right now by a Republican. We'll bring some of that back in a moment.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Summer's in full swing, and you know what that means. Temperatures are hot, grills are hot, and the deals are hotter than fire at Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Garden in the search bar, and for a limited time, you can score 32 delicious grilling essentials, including 12 free burgers from Omaha Steaks for just $99.99. That's 62% off the regular price. Score unreal savings on unrivaled quality from America's original butcher. That's omahasteaks.com, Garden in the search bar, to order today.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had three-hour wait times.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
Why is his pot not boiling yet?
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In the past decade, as you know, we've reduced emissions here in the United States, but in the same time frame, China's emissions have increased. The pollution that's coming out of China.
Correct. That's exactly why we're working at what we're doing.
And you said yourself, quote, earlier, this is a global universal issue, and we don't want it to become captive to other issues. But I'm curious, when you say that, if you're ignoring these other issues like my colleague brought up here, human rights issues, would you agree that human rights issues are also global universal issues?
Absolutely.
But you want to keep them separate when you're talking to China, is what you said earlier. Is that true?
What I said is we don't keep them separate in terms of our priorities.
No, that's exactly what you said. You said President Xi and President Biden agreed at the outset to separate out the climate issue.
Correct.
So it wouldn't get caught up in these other issues.
Correct.
So were you correct?
That doesn't mean you don't talk about them.
Of course it does. And that's his whole point. And that was a congressman who I don't recognize, but I just want to get that back to you because he was just on. And that congressman questioning John Kerry, who basically only reports to the President of the United States, so you never get to see him, but he goes out there and does real damage and has all these promises to China and gives them all the courtesies they don't deserve. Meanwhile, they just hacked the Microsoft cloud. So, and they just visited with Bill Gates, and they just made Elon Musk pledge fealty to their ridiculous form of government. So this is pretty significant Q&A with John Kerry, who I just would go away, a terrible Secretary of State. The whole foreign policy fell apart under Barack Obama, under him and his leadership after he took over for Hillary Clinton, who might actually have been better. But that's what will be going on. This is testifying week. Tomorrow, I understand, we have Jonathan Turley is going to be on Capitol Hill talking about important things as it relates to Republicans trying to get ahead of all the stuff that's going on. Meanwhile, the President of the United States has left. Finley is going to be heading home soon after going to the NATO summit. He's going to be running on the fact that he bulked up NATO, when I believe he bulked up NATO simply because Russia foolhardily invaded a neighboring nation that aspired to be in NATO, and Vladimir Putin's ambitions were stopped there, and they made sure of it. And that united NATO. And now we're in a situation where they got to get through this summer and have their counteroffensive effective. But for President Biden, he's going to run on this. He's going to run on the economy. And you're going to ultimately make the decision. For Congressman Mike Waltz, Green Beret, still in the National Guard for at least another week, he said this yesterday about the other NATO nations. We only have a handful who are actually doing what they're supposed to do and paying 2% of defense. Cut six.
Now's not the time for membership. Number one, that would trigger the U.S. getting involved in this war and NATO getting involved in this war. And number two, more broadly, Neil, I'm not for any more NATO expansion until the current NATO members pay up. We only have 9 out of 32 living up to their 2% commitment despite pledging to do so a decade ago. I'm sick and tired of the American taxpayer subsidizing European defense with a war right on their doorstep, so that they can keep handing out their social goodies. Enough is enough, and I think we need to toe the line. We need much stronger language from this administration, and we had it from President Trump, and they were starting to pay up.
Yeah, they were, and that's just it. Sometimes you walk in a room and you create a bit of a fear, and I guess people might say, I guess tough to categorize. That's what China felt about President Trump, no question. Works to our advantage. Nobody wants to deal with the crazy guy, even if he's received crazy, unpredictable. And then when it came to NATO, you watched the president erupt with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, his chief of staff, John Kelly, right there, get all uncomfortable with Stoltenberg, say, listen, nobody's paying what they're supposed to be paying. They should be doing it, or else maybe we shouldn't be members of NATO. And what you do is you don't actually leave NATO, but you make everyone think you might leave, and maybe they start rising up and making the payments, like Poland does, like Sweden and Finland come in, and these are fine nations with great militaries. It's going to be a huge asset. But not all those other Eastern European countries are. Overall, as the president heads home, this is how Rebecca Heinrichs, a foreign policy expert, views the NATO summit. Cut eight.
I can see why Zelensky would be frustrated. There you have President Biden speaking about this is a defense of freedom itself in these Churchillian terms. And then on the other hand, you know, he's been very, very slow in delivering the kinds of weapons that Zelensky has asked for that are necessary to help Ukraine actually push Russia out of Ukraine. And so really, President Biden wants to have it both ways. He wants to say we're going to help Ukraine as long as it takes. He doesn't define what it takes is. He's no longer using terms like victory, like the Brits are. And so, it's good. There was lots of good things that came out of the NATO summit, but President Biden himself did not have a very good trip.
And we'll see. He'll spin it differently, but then he'll disappear for a week or so. Listen, make sure you watch One Nation Saturday night at 8. Of course, Fox and Friends every single day. And keep it here, Brian Kilmeade Show. You can watch anytime and download the podcast at any time. Brian Kilmeade Show, wherever you get your podcast. Millions are doing it, and we appreciate it. Hope you have a great day.
PaidForByGovernment.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $20 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $20 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These
gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors Bonus Package, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $20 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.